Hey, what's poppin', people? It's the weekend show. Drew and Mike show in the deals in the D.com studios. And heading into the weekend, anybody have any interesting plans or events we're talking about?
No.
I have one.
What?
Well, I'm asking you first.
No.
Trudy, any exciting entertainment options this weekend?
I'm going to Lake Michigan.
Going to Lake Michigan?
Yeah.
What's
Ludington.
Is this a girls' trip?
Yeah, kind of.
It is. Well, let's see. Would Luke Murphy be there? Say hi to Luke Murphy.
The Luke and Murphy Jensen.
Yeah, the Jensen brothers. Ludington also had that restaurant where the guy said he had COVID because he wanted a day off. And it costing him like $10,000 because they had a shutdown for multiple days.
Yeah, oh, boy. I can go there then and I'll get the scoop.
Yeah, if they're open, I wish you would. I think they deserve the business. I mean, they certainly didn't deserve that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just going to mention there's a... I think it sounds like a cool documentary, Friday night on Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
The Go-Go's. Who... I've always felt the Go-Go's, first of all, were great. I loved their music. And I kind of felt like they haven't gotten their due. They had a VH1 Behind the Music, which they hated. It was all about, well, like your typical Behind the Music. It was all about
the scandal,
the fighting, and the you know.
Well, that's behind
the bitchy
music.
Girls and the Go-Go's, and of course they had the clip, which I'm sure they were so excited to use, of the Go-Go's encouraging some guy to beat off backstage.
Oh, and, classic!
Who
classic.
Was a roadie?
That video included with the Screw magazine. DVD including Rob Lowe's sex video and what was
Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry urinating on a white girl and then telling her she stunk.
Yeah, and that she could smell her fart.
And then that incredible fart. We've never had that without Al Goldstein from Screw Magazine.
Thank you,
sent
Al
us
Goldstein.
The 3-part video. It also had the other sequence where Chuck farts on her when she's about to provide him with some.
It's actually a
excitement.
Very disturbing video. I couldn't believe it when I watched it for the first time. Ugh.
The Go-Go's one was, I just didn't see the Go-Go's thing coming at all. It was very weird.
No.
That will not be in the documentary on Showtime. But
are you sure?
Yeah, they actually requested that it not be in there.
Oh, well, I kind of don't want to see it then. Is it going to be a glossy version of the Go-Go's?
I don't think so, because there's some stuff in there I never heard before. I guess two of the girls in Go-Go's got it on.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
What?
Do we know which two?
Jane Wiedlin, I think, is out bisexual. And Charlotte Caffey, the drummer, was not out, or I don't know what the deal is, but apparently they got it on.
Nice.
Wow.
And so,
good for you.
Exciting.
Lollapalooza 2020 this weekend, virtually.
Oh, stupid.
What can we see virtually?
Nothing cares.
Yeah, why?
I mean, really, is the lineup playing?
They got quite a... Paul McCartney is tomorrow night, 9 o'clock.
I got to tell you, Paul McCartney is getting the John Legend level of availability.
Wait a second. Why don't I know this?
Oh, I don't know. It's
can
on their YouTube
watch?
Channel.
Do I have to
Lollapalooza.
Do I have to buy
YouTube
a ticket?
Channel.
Do I have to pay something to watch it online?
No, it's free, which is, by contrast, $350 a ticket last year for nothing.
Wait, what?
Up to $5,000, so...
Have you guys heard about this? Is
no.
anybody?
No.
Why
but
did
I don't
I know
get the
this?
McCartney newsletter. So.
No, but there's Lollapalooza is a big deal. It has nothing to do with him. Lollapalooza.
Okay.
Why would.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just on Rolling Stone's site earlier today.
Yeah.
Well, that's your first problem, going to Rolling Stone.
Yeah, it's exclusively live on YouTube Thursday the 30th through Sunday the 2nd. And I'm trying to find.
It starts tonight.
Yeah. It does. No, it's supposed to. Yeah, you're right. It does start tonight. And Friday is Paul McCartney.
I mean, I've been watching the news shows. I haven't seen, GMA, Today Show. I mean, usually they land and that's sort of, just mention it, but apparently not.
What? Okay, who's the lineup? Is there a lineup? Yeah, what's the lineup?
Oh, right? Dude.
Lori Lightfoot and Perry Farrell are going to open it.
Yeah.
I see Tenacious D, Pearl Jam. I see Lars. Right. What does Lars have his own solo gig at 6:40?
He has his own thing, and Metallica are performing as well.
Okay. Outcast.
Porno for Pyros.
Peripheral. Tony Cornell. Is that Chris's daughter? Please don't be Chris's daughter.
Maybe she'll do Hallelujah again.
Yeah.
Arcade Fire. Jane's Addiction.
Maybe that's why
Tommy
I want
Lee.
Tony,
Gary Clark Jr. Yeah.
So McCartney's at 9:10 tonight, right?
Well, now you got a
tomorrow
date.
Is
Mark Rebier. Nice.
Who's the headliner tomorrow? Don't see much there. Saturday, William Black, Valentino Khan, Jonas Blue, Whipped Cream. Is that the second stage, I hope? Oh, Jane's Addiction, 7:45. Taylor Hawkins, 8:35. Pearl Jam at 8:40.
What songs is Lori Lightfoot going to sing?
My kind of town, Chicago is.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack.
That's No, that's racist.
Let's see. She's on Sunday at 8 o'clock, too. She's on with LL Cool J, so...
Whoa, there's a strange pairing.
The Weekend at 8:15 Sunday. Hey, this
sounds
is...
Sounds like a great one.
What? I'm just livid that I don't know about this. Okay, but thank
you,
Trudy.
And Carl, sure. Carl is waiting patiently, by the way.
Yeah, Carl, I was digging Carl's background. That's your... Is that a tiki bar?
He's muted right now.
Oh, he's muted?
He's going to have to unmute himself.
Okay. Maybe. We'll get to Carl. I do wonder if Carl knew about Lollapalooza. Is Trudy the only hip person in this room?
Yes.
Are we on Facebook yet?
We are on Facebook.
Okay, then I'm going to mention Facebook Live is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Water's everywhere in your home. Leaky sink, washing machine, behind the fridge, under your dishwasher. Keep an eye out for any water in your home, not just floods. Water is the enemy. Emergency Response Services will help you. Not to mention if you have issues with your business or your service vehicles where you want to eliminate COVID. They do that too. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. Fire damage, storm damage, mold. All those things. That's what they do. And our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com, all pumped. Everything's back to normal. Everybody's at full strength. And the opponent's power up, the COVID power play is over. They've been jumping out of the penalty box with regularity, and they're back to moving vehicles at all the Zot dealerships. So the Drive Forward event at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram involves a 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month, Jeep's 2020 Loader Jeep Compass, $155 a month, and the new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month, and the Wrangler. Get Zot employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of right now, go to dealsnadee.com and start your shopping.
Hey, Carl. Good to see you.
Normally, Carl would be on the Hall Financial Hotline, of course, but because of the possibilities Zoom has brought us, Carl, we can see Carl in his... Is that your basement, Carl?
It is. Wood-paneled basement.
Nice. Did you know Lollapalooza started this weekend?
I had no idea. I'm totally out of the loop.
Do you care that Lollapalooza is starting this weekend?
I like a lot of those bands.
Are you going to sit around your computer and watch it?
No, probably not. I like going to live shows. It's way more fun than watching your computer.
And Carl, you like going to a lot of live comedy too, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Well, you know, you've reviewed The Fighter and the Kid on Who Are These Podcasts. You've reviewed Chris... Is it Delia? Is that how you say his name?
Who cares? Yeah, Delia.
Not terribly favorably, but I just wondered, do you know what's going on with Chris Delia? Because you do keep up with the comedy world.
Yeah, did you see that he got his show canceled? Which the guy from Fighter and the Kid was going to be on, Brian Callen. They were going to do a show called Pranksters or some kind of prank show.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great one.
Yeah, I think, isn't just about everything about him canceled? He hasn't done his podcast, I don't believe, since that happened.
Yeah, Chris D'Elia has been canceled from life. It sucks. I don't like Chris D'Elia. I don't think he's funny, but it's crazy that people just put out tweets and then people lose their livelihoods over it.
Yeah, it seems like there should be a better system, although it didn't sound good. I didn't really like what I was reading. It sounded really creepy. But I bet you there's a lot of other creepy people just like him who are floating along, you know. Young comedians, rock stars, is it like young girls, 16-year-old, 17-year-old? I think it's kind of a...
Yeah.
Who was I reading about? Iggy Pop was saying he was with Lori Maddox when she was 13 or something. I'm like, oh
jeez.
Yeah, Bowie did the same thing.
Yeah,
Bill
Bowie.
Wyman.
Mm-hmm. There's quite a bit of that.
There's people in the royal family, and this is well documented. That famous people like young girls.
Famous people like young girls. Yeah. Interesting.
And don't forget... Don't forget that some radio DJs like Mark Parenteau, they like little boys. So.
Mark.
Sorry, Trudy.
Parenteau.
The second day.
Yes, he did. Hey, speaking of DJs, last night people were sending me stuff about, I sort of a story about Spotify talking to Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And you were talking about a rumor that Netflix is hot and heavy with Howard Stern. And I wonder, is there any betting lines on this yet? Or do we know, when does this contract, it's up pretty soon, isn't it?
It's up in December.
Yeah.
You hear anything, Carl?
I don't know anything about Spotify, but that makes a lot of sense, too. Of course, Howard's a brilliant negotiator, or at least his agent is.
He is.
And the thing you want to do when you're negotiating is get multiple parties involved. So if he's going to get another $400 million for a five-year contract where he works 2 days a week, it's a good idea to get Netflix and Spotify both involved, along with SiriusXM.
Yeah. Makes sense.
He has really played his cards masterfully, as evidenced by his, what, $90 million a year, I think he makes? Pretty good. Okay, so we were talking about the Rob Lowe podcast because it just came flying out, and I knew, and you knew, it would be huge because he's a big name, and he doesn't have to do anything but talk to his friends, and it'll do big numbers. And in fact, it's ranked in the top 50, isn't it?
A couple of weeks ago, it was number 27 on Apple Podcasts. I looked today, and it's down to 40. Ooh. But that's very impressive.
Ooh. That gives me hope, though. Podcasts. Maybe he can pass us going the other way if he keeps going down. Oh, there's some other people. I thought Justin, who's the actor? Justin Long?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he would have passed us going backwards now because we're around 125, 110, somewhere in there. And he still seems to be in the top 75 and occasionally higher. So, I guess these names really can work for these people for a long time.
Well, this is the thing. So there's too many of these shows where it's a celebrity who's bored because they don't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. So they just start talking to their friends and they call it a podcast. And you pointed this out brilliantly. These people have no business podcasting and they don't know what they're doing. And what's interesting is if you look at the Apple rankings, these people are in the mix. They're high up. Spotify, Rob Lowe's not even in the top 200 on Spotify. I think you have a very different audience. I think the iTunes, the people who are into the Apple stuff, are a little less sophisticated. They just see a name they like and they're like, oh, I'll listen to that. Whereas Spotify is probably more like the real podcast listeners.
Is that a fact?
Into this genre.
And these are the people on Spotify, are most of them on iTunes or are a lot of them exclusive to Spotify?
That's a good question. Now, Spotify is starting to make them exclusive now.
Mm, interesting.
That's a good point.
Well, I tell you, this is a great world to be in for us and for who are these podcasts. It's just growing, growing, growing. I remember 2016. You started in 2016 too, didn't you, Carl?
Yep.
Yeah, it was like, is this going to work? Are there enough people? And sure enough, people are just coming to the world of podcasting. So, and I think it's one of the reasons why your show does very well is because people are intrigued with podcasts, and there's so many to know about. But where do you want to start with Rob Lowe?
All right. So I want to talk about, he's talking to Chris Pratt. And this is his first episode. Now, he banked a bunch of episodes, so he's just putting them out slowly. I don't know when he recorded them, if it's in the same order as when he's putting them out. Probably not. Chris Pratt, one of the biggest Hollywood celebrities in the world right now, makes sense to be. You know, Michelle Obama just came out with her podcast yesterday. Guess who her first guest was?
Oh, Barack.
Yeah. Pretty good way to get out of the gate.
Tough get.
Oh, I'm sure she has some really hard questions. I know it'll be huge, I'm sure.
Why wouldn't you play that card when you start to podcast fade, then bring Barack in?
I agree.
That's a good point. Good point.
I don't think people think they're going to pod fade, but Biden sure pod faded fast.
Yeah, he did.
Wow, is that thing over? I bet he
that
just thought
that was a production
ass.
Mess from the beginning, though, and somebody who's running for president should have had a pretty good producer or at least a staff that should say, hey, listen, the things you're putting out is crap. But he didn't get that right away because we went through 3, 4, 5 of his episodes.
Yeah, terrible.
And picked those apart.
By the way, I hear edits in Rob Lowe's podcast, which is pathetic. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, it is highly produced, and I have the credits that we'll play a little bit later to show you how many people are involved.
Really?
In this mundane conversation between two people.
I've never heard of a podcast having a credits.
I haven't either.
It's interesting.
I mean, we honestly have more people involved in our show than almost anyone should.
I would agree, yeah.
But those people...
Shout out to Jim Bentley, by the way. That's my boy.
Yeah. Jimmy. Are you following Jim on Twitter?
Of course.
Has he done anything?
Is he trolling you?
Funny lately?
Now that he's got a different job, I haven't seen him doing much trolling.
Wait till
he's past the
training stage.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, let's hear a clip
of
Rob Lowe.
Thank you.
And I will say this: the more I listened to the Rob Lowe podcast, the less I liked him.
Okay.
Which is not a good thing.
That's a good point. I wanted to tell you guys, I do like Rob Lowe. I think he's a funny guy. I just don't think he should be podcasting, and I'll point out why. I'll have a couple of examples here that we can talk about.
All right.
So we're going to start with track number two over there. The setup here is that Rob's impressed that Chris Pratt has a haircut because here they are in L.A. There's the lockdown. No one's getting haircuts. And Chris says his wife, Catherine, is the person who cut his hair. And it leads into this conversation, track two.
Wait, who taught you? Did you go Google something? What happened?
Your wife taught me many, many years ago on your head when we were in Milan.
How to cut hair?
Yeah, she taught me.
That is riveting.
Whoa.
So this is interesting because he goes, how do you know how to cut hair? Your wife taught me when we were in Milan. I'm thinking, wait a second. So this sounds like either A, you should know that story, or B, you might want to dig into that. Wait, what are we doing, Milan? What's going on? Sounds interesting. Maybe you can get into a conversation. The next question he asks is track three.
So I was laughing about the fact that you and Catherine were watching St. Elmo's Fire together the other night.
It was on.
It's kind of a non sequitur. I like the fact that that's a terribly relatable story, that someone's wife taught someone how to cut hair in Milan, Italy, when they were there. Terribly relatable.
They try to play out. They don't want to talk about how they're giant celebrities and multimillionaires. They try to just pretend like they're just, you know, Joe Q Public. And just,
yeah, your movie just came out.
Guys talking.
It's crazy. Yeah,
and now they're watching my movie that I'm in.
That wasn't even a question. He goes, hey, I hear you're watching St. Elmo's Fire. It's like, let's make this about me immediately. He wants to make it about him.
Is that seems to be a trend, Carl, with celebrity podcasts, that it is all just about them and their work because there's not much depth to a lot of celebrities.
They're not used to it not being about them. I have to tell you, the worst I've heard, and I don't know if have you listened to Chelsea Handler's podcast, Carl?
No.
You couldn't pay me. Really? You can't be paid for that? Because I was going to say, I think it'd be good for Who Are These Podcasts.
All right.
Everything comes back to her. And if it goes away from her, she quickly brings it back. I've never heard a case of whatever that is. It's the worst case I've ever heard.
It's narcissism. It's called narcissism, Drew.
It's really bad. She has it bad. All right. So bring us some more Rob Lowe.
I spend 2 minutes talking about St. Elmo's Fire, a movie that is 35 years old. And it's just nonstop kissing ass. Chris Pratt says this is number four.
That was the that movie really was made up of that generation. It defined that generation. There are movies like that happen every generation. And it's like, that was that Brat Pack. But of that whole group of actors at the top of their game in that time,
who's going to be the best?
You were the one with the most charisma. And it was just, everyone was great, obviously, but.
What an
ass kiss. No way. Give me Emilio Estevez all day.
Didn't see that coming, though. What an ass kiss. This is great. They're both filleting each other on this podcast.
Yeah.
Celebrity fellatio.
Wouldn't you think that if you're Rob Lowe, you'd be like, oh, come on. Whatever.
Yes.
It was a long time ago. Anyway, you're in this new movie. You know, something you would deflect and you would try to like get a conversation going. Nope. This continues on. And there's even more ass kissing. And Rob Lowe is lapping it up.
Oh, no.
Play track five.
You know, physical it was just an attraction. There's a charisma and attraction there. It was youth. It was like the beautiful youth personified. It was really cool.
Joel Schumacher, the director, was very kind to me with the close-ups.
No one told me there was going to be boasting.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's awful.
Bad.
I remember hearing that when I listened to it. I was kind
of
stunned.
Do you think some of this is an effect of them having, you know, their idea of an interview is, you know, like Entertainment Tonight talking to them, throwing them softballs to talk about their stupid work? Is that what it is?
Well, I don't think, Carl, correct me if you think I'm wrong, or Trudy or anybody. I don't think Rob Lowe is going to talk about rehab on this podcast, which would be interesting.
Wait a sec. He wrote a very good memoir. Remember his autobiography?
Yes.
He told a lot of good stories. But why can't he do that in the podcast version? Because does he think this is what an interview is supposed to be?
Well, he's not controlling it because there's another person, although Chris Pratt's not going to call him out. I don't think.
No, but you, like I would think, seeing Rob Lowe and having, you know, read that book, that he'd be a little more, I don't know, he'd be able to talk about other things other than his work.
You want to talk about the sex tape or the nanny lawsuit? Or
yeah. Yeah. I mean, not that, but you would think there'd be more depth to him.
I would agree. I like Rob Lowe. I generally do. I mean, I feel kind of bad about this, but it's bad. Anyway, go ahead, Carl. What's next?
Yeah. So speaking of Rob Lowe being all about Rob Lowe, on track 8, he's talking about how he auditioned for Footloose. And I pulled this clip only because if I just play this in isolation, you would swear Rob Lowe was on the Chris Pratt podcast. Rob Lowe was just going on and on about his career. It makes no sense. Track 8.
And the casting was going to be coming up. And so I started taking all these dance auditions. And I'm not like really a dancer or anything, but, you know, so they did a dance audition, not an acting audition, just a big dance audition at Paramount. I remember at a stage.
Whoa.
And all the actors auditioned together. And we all had to learn a dance to the Styx song. Ugh. The Best of Times, of all songs.
How's that go? What's that song?
The Best of Times. I don't remember anything other than that.
Wow. Oh. Didn't he dance at the beginning of the Oscars one year?
Rob Lowe?
Yeah. Wasn't there an Oscars and Emmys that opened with some stupid, I swear to God, I don't think I'm crazy here. There's also,
I don't remember his dance sequences.
No, I'm not really it was only memorable because I think Trudy, you remember that?
I think I do. Yeah. I mean, I do remember he did music, like a series of musical.
It was synopsis of you're right.
Shows.
You're absolutely right.
What an unrelatable story, though.
Who was writing?
Story. Chris Pratt is asking him questions now. It's completely flipped, and he's going into this whole thing. It's all explanation. Oh yeah, then what happened? And then what happened? What's going on?
Did you bring any clips from him and Magic Johnson by chance?
I did not. I have some Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
Well, the Gwyneth Paltrow one's getting a lot of play because of the little blowjob story.
Yeah. Magic Johnson is positively horrible. It's just them yucking it up about the old days when, you know, Rob was making sex tapes and Magic was getting AIDS. And I mean, they don't really get into that, but or Magic
obtained Magic Johnson. What has he done?
All right. So you want to bring us some Gwyneth and Robbie?
Yeah. So this is funny because first question out of the gate, if you play track 15, now I've already shown that Rob likes to make things about him. This is his first question to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, man, I wonder what it is. It's going to be something about, is it going to be, hey, what was your favorite movie that I was in? Right, here it is.
How long have I known you?
How long have I known you?
How long have I known you?
Why are you asking someone how long you've known them?
Right. But a normal person would say, how long have we known each other?
Yeah.
It does. How long have we known each other? Like, then you can have a conversation. Oh, remember we met? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, how long have you known me?
Yeah.
I think there could be a strategy, though. Doesn't set him up as the far more important person, because, you know, he would have no idea how long they've known each other, but she would have actually recorded it in her mind because she's less important than him.
She's his guest, yes. Though.
I know. No, I'm not saying it makes sense.
Carl, how long have I known you? You see how awkward that is?
No, it's really weird
thing to say.
Yeah.
Whew.
Did he is good looking, though. You have to give him that.
He is. No, he absolutely is.
I have a friend whose boss is a drug addict. And he would ask him questions like, do I know that guy over there? I was like, oh, how am I supposed to know who you know? I don't know.
That's great.
All right. So she answers that question. And that leads to her explaining how cool Rob is, which is what Rob wanted to have happen. Track 16.
Because, you know, Rob Lowe in the 90s was a dangerous and scintillating proposition.
Guess what he named this podcast episode? Dangerous and Scintillating.
Of course.
Which is descriptions of him. And it's still supposed to be about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm surprised at how bad Rob Lowe is at this.
I was too. Did you listen to one of his podcasts?
No. You would think he would have a host and he would be a co-host maybe.
You know, a lot of these people honestly could use a host, which is kind of sad because it just brings in another body who has to be paid. And isn't a podcast just an easy way to make a couple hundred grand for these guys?
Yeah. By the way, the first thing out of the gate, episode one, is a State Farm read.
Oh, really?
What podcast is getting State Farm on their shows? I mean, that's got to be a huge deal, I would imagine.
Yeah. No, national deals, I'm sure they are. And
on his first show, I'd love to see the return on that investment.
So that's negotiated. He's never done an episode, and he's got a national buy.
Does Rob have a promo code? It's like statefarm.com, enter promo code Rob.
Scintillating.
Yeah, scintillating. No, the promo code would be his name, his full name, Rob Lowe.
I'm willing
Lowe.
To bet there's no promo code. We have local people who've known us for 25 years, and we have promo codes. Yeah. Crying out loud.
There's well, no problem.
I would love
Actually,
to know.
No, we don't have promo codes with our local people.
I would just love to know how much they got back for what they spent on Rob Lowe's podcast.
Well, there's a lot of listeners. I mean, there certainly are a lot of people listening to this. So, you got to
yeah,
give them
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. Anything more from Rob Lowe?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
No, go
I
ahead, please.
I want to play a segment that I call Leading the Witness as well as a dumb question. This is track six.
Six, all right.
What was your favorite movie and TV show growing up? Were you like a $6 million man guy like me?
Like me? Why don't you just say, I love $6 million man when I grew up.
So I want to explain something. This Brett is about my age. $6 million man wasn't even on television by the time Chris Brett was born. I don't know why we'd assume. Chris Pratt's probably into the A-Team. That's what our generation like. That's a $6 million man.
Or the Dukes, man. It's Come true. On.
Yeah, Dukes ahead.
So then he answers the question. This is going to be track seven. And Rob Lowe interrupts it to make it about him again.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
For television, a lot of after-school specials.
Oh, whoa, stop there. Have you seen my after-school specials?
Wait, I don't. Maybe.
Oh, God.
You can't make this up.
Wow.
Oh boy.
He's so less attractive now after hearing all this. Man,
I'm
he's hung
you.
Up on himself.
Rudy, he then goes on to explain the entire plot of an after-school special he was on in 1982.
Oh my God.
What was it about?
Just to make sure Chris Brett has seen it.
What was it about, wow. Carl? I forgot.
Yeah, he was a 15-year-old in high school who got a girl pregnant.
Ooh.
Oh, well.
It was probably a true story then.
Yeah, art imitating life. Although she was 15 and he was, what, 30?
Well, in 86, I think he was like 22 and the girl was 16, I think. God, that was such a big scandal.
And he got over it.
Yeah.
He got over it really well. That's what's insane about it. Would he be canceled forever today?
Yeah, now you'd be... I think that'd be pretty bad. Plus, we'd see the video.
Well, we've seen the video.
Yeah.
It was kind of dark, wasn't it?
Yeah, not the best video.
All right. Well, Rob, great job. Okay.
I got a couple more clips.
Okay, bring it.
I think we got to get to. So
yeah, wrap it
he
up.
He starts off by selling us on this podcast we're about to listen to. And I'm always suspicious when the host tells me how amazing everything is all the time. Like, why are you selling this so hard? Play track one.
I'm laughing at the title of this track is Amazing Journey, which almost sounds like,
sounds like The Bachelor. Like
The Bachelor, yeah.
This has just been an amazing, amazing new journey for me, this podcasting thing.
What pablum. That's nothing. That's nothing.
I want to point out, he calls this a journey. He's having conversations with his celebrity friends. Drew went from a high-profile radio gig to rebuilding from scratch an entire podcast network. He might be able to call this a journey. He might be actually justified in saying a journey. This guy's put out one episode. He's like, this has been an amazing journey.
You wonder how amazing it's really been for him, too.
You know, I hear this in a lot of people like Rob Lowe do podcasts. At first, they're a little nervous, and then they get so full of themselves so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first episode. It's incredible. He's just loving it because I think they're so used to reading a script and reading someone else's words and looking good and depending on those things. And all of a sudden it's like, ooh, this is on me. But they're so full of themselves that they can't help but think, oh, wow, me unleashed is just fantastic.
Carl, how many episodes
has he done? I can't get enough of me.
How many total episodes has he done?
I think he's up to six now.
Six.
Oh.
And by the way, as soon as Hollywood reopens, this will end.
Yeah.
This is... just something for them to do because they're bored out of their minds.
That's a great point, yeah.
Who else? What other guests is he?
Why can't they help people? That's what I'm wondering.
Help people? No, they need to make money.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
What are you thinking?
Crazy.
It's not even about the money. They just need the exposure. They have to be out there promoting themselves and being heard. They're so important. So after the podcast, he talks about how much fun it was. So he told us it was going to be amazing. He told us it was going to be fun. And then Trek 12, he tells us it was fun.
Oh, that was so fun. This podcast thing's kind of fun. I'm kind of liking it.
Of course you liked it. You talk about how awesome you are and then tell your guests to tell you how awesome you are. That is fun. I agree.
And he doesn't have to worry about the sponsors. That's all done ahead of time. Somebody else deals with that. He probably barely knows who the sponsors are.
That to me kind of sounds like an awkward transition. Like he doesn't know what to say or where he's going. Like just to say something is so fun because you're kind of searching for the next thing.
Have you read the description of this podcast online? Have you read it the way he's published it? So whenever you go to Apple, whenever you go to whatever podcast dealio that you use, you know, I don't even think we've even changed ours, so we don't have much to say. But it says here, literally with Rob Lowe, this is literally a podcast where people I love, admire, and know well will be in a safe space to let their hair down, assuming they have any. I will cover the thoughtful to the extremely random. So join me, my guests, and the world of movies, TV, sports, music, and culture for fun, wide-ranging, and freewheeling conversations.
About Rob Lowe.
Pretty much.
About literally. Rob Lowe.
So
that was his catchphrase. That
because they have nothing to say. It's so boring. It's so vanilla. My track 11 is maybe the most boring thing anyone's ever said on a podcast.
Sometimes I'll watch a great movie and I'll know instantly it's great. Oh my God. And then there are times where I'll watch a movie and go, I love this movie so much, but not realize it's great and not realize that I'm watching a movie that from now on, if I ever come across it on TV, I'm going to have to fucking watch the whole thing.
What?
Sometimes he watches movies that are great, that he knows that are great, but he didn't know they were that great until later on.
Oh my God. What a dipshit.
That's really weird. And now, did you have some credits? Did you say, I want to hear the credits? I'm dying to hear the credits.
The credits are amazing. Track 14. Listen to how many people. Count how many people it takes to create this show.
I think it's the longest clip Carl sent over.
Really?
You have been listening to Literally with Rob Lowe.
Literally.
Produced and engineered by me, Devin Torrey Bryant. Executive produced by Rob Lowe for Low Profile. Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross at Team Coco. And Colin Anderson and Chris Bannon at Stitcher. The supervising producer is Aaron Blair. Talent producer, Jennifer Santos. Please rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts. And remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's nine people.
Full disclosure. I know Aaron Blair.
Which one was he?
He's worked for Conan, and he's now in charge. He did all his digital stuff. He's from Ann Arbor.
He does the video game stuff.
He does the video game stuff.
With Conan?
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
Yeah, I didn't know that Rob was part of the Conan O'Brien thing. I guess that makes sense because they're such buddies. But Conan knows how to talk to people.
It also makes sense when you look up the lineup. This looks like another one, and Carl has pointed this out over and over again where, let's see, he's had Chris Pratt, Magic Johnson, Conan O'Brien, Keegan-Michael Key, and Gwyneth Paltrow, Mike Myers. So essentially when these people want to have Rob Lowe on there, you know, it's kind of like a trade thing. They go, I'll go on yours, you go on mine.
Yeah. Have you listened to one he does with Conan by any chance, Carl?
I have not. Conan's interesting. He'll probably make it good.
That's what I really going to be more like Rob being on Conan's podcast, I'm going to guess.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
I just have one more thing that I want to play from this podcast and we can move on.
Bring it.
I picked up on something. There's a lack of vocabulary and there are certain words that he uses quite a bit. Now, this is a supercut from one episode that's about 45 minutes worth of talking. Almost everything they talk about is either fun, funny, or amazing. Track zero.
Oh, track zero. Where's track zero? Okay, here it is.
Amazing, amazing, fun.
Funny, funny. It was really fun. Amazing. It was fun to watch. It was fun to be a part of.
Amazing.
Funny, fun, and funny, fun, fun.
Funny, 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 fun. Amazing,
amazing,
amazing, fun, fun. Amazing.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
One of the things Carl and Who Are These Podcasts does really well are these cuts of crutch words that people say all the time. How quick into an episode do you realize that, oh, this person has a crutch and that they say this word and you're going to go back and pull them all? Do you realize
sometimes it doesn't hit me until the very end and I'm like, fuck, I gotta go back. I gotta go back and listen to the whole thing again.
Oh, I was laughing.
That's a lot of work.
Listening to the last episode with Brett Hatley, and it was, or Brett, I don't know.
Brent. Brent,
and,
I think.
And I think it's the guy that might do it with him, Jeff. But what did he keep talking? He kept talking about Maker's Mark.
And there's
supercut of Maker's Mark. And just, it was so, it was weird. It was almost like he was plugging it.
Wait, Carl, you got into that, didn't you?
We talked about that because he was talking about Busch Beer, Maker's Mark, and then they were saying they were talking about drinking breast milk, which is so gross.
Oh, that was disgusting.
And they kept saying from the tap.
Yes.
Oh yeah, so I want that from the tap. From the tap. I want to get that from the tap. So, okay, we got it. We heard it.
So, do they really think that is really extremely relatable? I mean, of course, if you're trying to be outrageous, it's one thing. But I mean, they're already swingers, so.
I think he's trying to be outrageous. And having listened to that episode that Carl did, it's like Brent is way more Bubba than he ever was Howard. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would agree.
Just going for the shot, the over-the-top shock value.
Well, I didn't hear.
Does that make sense?
He used to have a show with a lot of naked girls on it, and it was a lot about sex. It's not like that at all.
That's different.
Anymore.
That's different. That, I don't know. To me, it felt different that way than the way Bubba did it.
That's true.
By the way, I don't understand what's going on with Howard and Trudy, pardon me here, but a lot of female guests that I just can't believe he's that interested in, like Natalie Maines.
Who are they? I might not be interested in them.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, Katy Perry. Not interested. Natalie Maines.
Not interested.
The girl. Oh, God.
Katy Perry. She's been over. Why is he having Katy Perry on?
He just had her on. Yeah. And wait, another musician. He had Cardi B on.
That's funny.
Actually, she was maybe the best of a lot of them, but it seemed to me, I remember reading that one of the complaints about Joe Rogan from the left is that his guests aren't inclusive at all, which I've never heard people say that about a show, because a show is a show. It's directed at a certain audience and whatnot. Ridiculous. And I almost felt like Howard, like they're keeping track and they're trying to have the proper inclusive guest lineup.
That's weird.
It is weird to me, because Natalie Maines could...
After Marcy Turk started as the executive producer of the show, which is going back to like 2009, right around the time Artie Lang left, somebody documented who the guests were, and it was 38 women and 2 guys. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys was Adam Carolla. Everyone else was no one a Howard Stern fan would want to listen to.
That's how I've felt a lot lately listening to the show. I just go on, I see the guests, and I go, no thanks. Artie Lang, by the way, where is Artie Lang? You seem to know a lot of these things, Carl.
Artie Lang is nowhere. I talked to Casey Armstrong, who's friends with him, and he hasn't heard from him. Like, nobody knows where this guy is.
That's scary.
He is totally scary.
I keep hearing that it's all good, that he's recovering, but he always puts out something. I mean, it's been since February, I think, that he's done a podcast. That's a long time. He's in court. I mean, with the COVID, wouldn't you think he'd be doing something?
He hasn't even tweeted since early April, so that's why people...
Yeah, and when he did tweet, he goes, guys, it's just an anxiety thing. I'm working through it. It didn't make any sense. It's not Artie-like.
Doesn't sound good. Does not sound good. Okay, I'm going to just quickly mention a couple things, and we'll get back to Carl, because I do want to talk about Brent Hatley, who's been a big part of 2 very big shows, and he decided to do his own thing. We kicked it around a little bit the other day. But those of you who have signed up for Royal Oak Bucks by going to visit royaloak.com, and I guess you got the newsletter, and you got your $20, which is like a little credit card, go out and spend your money, because they're ready. And they're almost everyone is involved in this. It's one of the great things about the participation. You can go to Blake Pizza. You can go to The Rock on 3rd. Yoga Shelter, 515. You can go to The Dirt Label, Desert Oasis, Ale Mary's, Tom's Oyster Bar, any of those joints. Lily's, which I love. I love their mussels. All those places will take your Royal Oak Bucks. And then, of course, the Lyft ride is $10 off to go downtown and another $10 off going home. Just use G-O-2-R-O. Go to Royal Oak. And there's more money coming. If you didn't sign up and get any of it, it went $400,000 went like that. And there's more coming. So this program has worked really nicely. And there's also free parking if you want to drive. All their lots, all their garages are free parking through August. And we'll have more coming up on Arts Beats and Inch, which, as Trudy mentioned, is canceled. But there's going to be some kind of a deal to try and help the artists, which I think is a great idea. And I wish more people were doing stuff like that. The Hall Financial Hotline I mentioned earlier, that's brought to you by David Hall and Hall Financial, who are working around the clock to help you save lots of money. And, man, they're really doing it because interest rates have just stayed so low. So if your interest rate is anywhere above like a 3.5, or you haven't refinanced in the last year, they think they can help you. So why not give them a chance by calling 248-308-5000. You might be able to skip a couple payments in addition to refinancing at a lower rate and saving tons of money. 1,700 five-star reviews from All Financial. Go to our webpage, click the link, and fill out the online form. They'll get back to you fast. Or go to davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention at Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. And I'll mention Adam, too, our friends at Adam, who've been with us for a long, long time, going back to the RIF days. For nearly 30 years, Adam has been helping men just like you protect your rights and get the fair treatment in the court system that you deserve. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. Adam has the knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys you want. Call Adam at 248-356-2326, 248-356-ADAM. And I hate to say it, but they have had a lot of business this year. Unfortunately, a lot of people are just around each other too much, and maybe it brings out some more problematic stuff. And so, fortunately, business has been good for Adam. Not that they necessarily were rooting for that, but if you need help, they're there. All right, so Brent Hatley.
That's fascinating. Please go on.
I did not realize.
You got three people with drops now. I know. Watch out.
This is brutal. I didn't realize that Brent, was he fired? Did he leave Howard Stern? Do we know? He was executive producer, and all of a sudden, whoo, he's gone.
He says he left. The rumor is that he was let go. He had a meeting with HR. Apparently, he got into a fight with Michael Rapaport on the wrap-up show. Maybe a fist was thrown.
What?
And they decided to let him go. This is the rumor.
Wow.
Stupid.
They had a pretty big feud going on prior to this where I didn't know if it was, you know, one of those on-air things or if it was legit, but they were really taking shots at each other with Brent going after the stalking allegations, or actually I think it's true. I think he got in trouble for stalking Rapaport in the past. So he was really hitting them with that stuff. And then likewise, obviously, Rapaport was hitting them pretty hard with, everybody bangs your wife. and they made songs battling each other. And it did sound like they were getting very upset with each other.
So. You know what else he said to Brent?
You're not charismatic.
You're not charismatic.
This dude is fucking corny.
I love Rapaport.
I like Mike too. I don't know how you can win a battle when your wife is swinging and on air talking about what great sex she's having with other people besides you. It seems like that you're just destined to lose in any kind of snaps battle back and forth, right? I mean, that's pretty
especially
tough.
Rapaport, man. That guy's brutal.
Yeah, he's pretty good. So this relationship with he and his wife, I don't know why. I know it should be exciting because they're talking about sex with other people. It's something we all maybe just are interested in hearing about. But it got really old with me, and I also, I just cringed every time I heard her voice. I just didn't like her because she had nothing to say, and I can't figure out how can she do a show with him.
Drew, I have an example that we actually put on our show if you want to.
Yeah, sure.
Up number 19. This is her talking about how sexy she is and how hot their sex is, and it's off-putting.
I do want to say this because when we were talking about that show the other day and we had pictures of her up, I'm like, well, she's not that.
She isn't.
Bad looking. Well, but then after listening to her, these podcasts and that episode and the clips, she's one of the grossest human beings I've ever fucking heard in my life. Like, just disgusting. So here's the sex talk.
But
hot lingerie. Oh, just put it that way.
God, so hot. So I open the door of this lingerie where there's like the bra is open and your boobs are open. Just hanging out.
Cool.
And like they have matching thong and stuff. And we started having sex, and we didn't have sex except to sleep a few hours here and there for like a week.
Yeah.
Actually called out of work a few days so that I could be with Brent and have sex.
Poundings.
Their levels are all over the place, too. It's driving me nuts.
I'm sorry. If he's in the sex, it's gross.
Yes.
And I thought she was talking about having sex with someone else. It's always unclear with her because she's a swinger and she loves talking about having sex with anybody.
That's disgusting.
And she's not that hot. She's not that gross, but she's not that hot.
Did you, Carl, one of the clips, did you send us the thing about something being inflamed on her?
Oh, God, no.
Sorry, Trudy. Did you send that one or no?
I had it on my board. If you, If you want to wait a minute.
Well, I'll just mention what she said. She said her pussy was inflamed and that she was even getting off on it more because she was being pounded so much that it was swollen.
Oh, when she was walking, she would get horny.
Gross. And Carl correctly pointed out, how does that even work? That doesn't make any sense. Like the anatomical.
I don't even want to know if it works. I really don't. I'm like, it's swollen, gross.
Whatever.
What demographic does maybe this serve? I'm curious because I'm not familiar with this podcast.
That's a great question.
You know, I think it serves people who, I think this is my guess, is that Brett thinks, God, my swing in life, it's drawn all these people to Stern. I'm like, you know, I'm like 20% of the show now, so I should do my own show and make big money. And then I was on Bubba too, and so those people all know me, so I should be a huge draw. But the problem is he can't drive a show, and he sure can't drive it with this girl.
Yeah.
He's a one-trick pony. The only thing they can have to talk about is swinging and sex. And as my co-host, Andy, pointed out, it's not even details about the sex. It's just that we are banging all day. Like, okay.
Congratulations.
Even if you're into, like, hot sex talk, it's not hot sex talk. In fact, it's annoying sex talk. If you play track 16, they still talk like they're on terrestrial radio for some reason.
Once we finished the first time, she was like, hey, you wanna fizz again?
How long did she sizz your dizz? Before you fizzed again,
probably about 5 minutes. Yeah. Like she got it really, you know,
rock hard.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, it was explained to me because I was like, "Why are they saying sizz the diz and fizz?" Apparently, this is all Bubba talk. This is how Bubba used to talk on the show on terrestrial.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Do they talk about anything else? Do they talk about any entertainment, current events, pop culture?
Howard. You would think Howard would true. Be
yeah, that would draw some people.
Yeah.
No.
He talks about how he left the show and why he left the show, but I didn't hear anything else aside from them getting wasted and banging lots of people. That's all I heard.
Oh, here's a clip that I pulled when they did the forecast.
It appears we're left with fog, and fog is a ground-based cloud, which means you can get some drizzle for snizzle. It can happen because it's coming out of the cloud.
I like the way they do that. Is it the way Bubba does forecasts?
How embarrassing.
By the way, I did not say that their show was done. I think maybe you misunderstood, Drew, because we played a clip where Caitlin was saying we wanted to leave before Howard ended his contract because everyone would be out of radio and be 80 people looking for a job in radio.
Oh, okay.
Which didn't make any sense to me because I'm like, you're not even going into radio. You went to Twitch. So what are you talking about?
What do we have any idea what the success level is of this show on Twitch? By can we see the number of views or that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a miserable failure.
It is. Okay. But you know why I thought it was over? I thought you said they took a week off so he could look for a radio job. Were you kidding?
I was probably kidding. There is speculation that he had to find a 9-to-5 job because he wasn't able to pay his bills. But that could also have been just trolls fucking with him online. I don't know.
Oh, my. Well, you know, I feel bad for him in a way. He's not the first guy to leave a show and decide that, I know how to do this. But it seems like if he was going to do that, he should have done it 15 years ago.
Well, he has to have some talent.
Sure he does. I'm sure he's obviously a great producer, and I'm sure he could do a great job for the right show.
But it doesn't seem like he learned. If anything's holding him down, it's that skank.
Yes.
Yeah. He's relying too much on that skank.
And I don't know that he's a great producer, because like you said, the levels are all over the place. Depression. There's some space.
I was thinking that, and then you said it. Just the production value of the show is bad.
Terrible.
Fair enough.
Shockingly bad.
Wouldn't he have guest connections to have good guests on?
That was the funny part. The guy goes, are you ever going to go on Bubba's show? He's like, well, I haven't been asked. Like, you can't get on Bubba's show? You worked for him for years. Can't even get on Bubba's. It's ridiculous.
But what about all the people who've come through the Stern show and all the people who've come through Bubba's show? Wouldn't you think he'd have befriended some of those people? And they would come on his show.
The A-listers now, so there's no way they're going on his show.
And the weird thing is with Stern show sometimes is when someone's gone, they're pretty much gone and sometimes never spoken of again. I mean, what happened to Scott the engineer? Where'd he go? He poof, disappeared.
Where's Scott the engineer?
I do know that Howard 101 is still playing bits that have, you know, Brent's material on it. But I think that'll get scaled back, just like you don't often hear a lot of the stuff with
Artie.
Jackie the Joke Man. No. And, you know, occasionally you'll hear the Artie stuff. But I do think that they do a lot of edits now on their Howard 101 stuff, because I've even scrolled through Reddit where people are like, wait a minute, they took out this portion where they did an imitation. And it's like, it's one of those things, clean it up, get it PC, try not to cancel yourself.
Yeah, Brandon, they stopped talking about Artie The guy was the most important part of the show for a decade. They pretended like he never existed. It wasn't until Sour Shoes did the spot on Artie impression they had to acknowledge that Artie had ever been on the show or that Artie Lang even exists. It's crazy how they just pretend that nothing ever happened.
I was really surprised that that whole thing came out with, and not that I want Howard canceled, but just looking at what people have done to get just thrown out of the entertainment world. And that thing that came out, the Ted Danson impersonation and some of the other stuff, especially with the clip in the middle of the View of him saying, oh, no, I didn't say the N-word. He said the N-word. And it was a big thud. It was a big nothing. Isn't that kind of strange?
Maybe because he's grown and learned and has had 32 out of the 34.
Well, so is everybody else who did that.
I know. And that's where Marcy Turk comes in, too. Yeah. She's damage control.
She's a level of protection.
But I also think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think Howard Stern's off the radar. I don't think he's a big celebrity anymore. I used to, with all of my friends going to band practice, we would talk about what Howard talked about that morning for 20 minutes every day. I don't have any friends who even listen to Howard Stern anymore. There's no one who can even relate to it.
Yeah, it's definitely a little different. Is the Whack Pack still part of the show? Because the Whack, that's the other thing. I would think people go, hey, that, you can't do that. Because these people
they're very much a part of the show. Despite COVID, they still get their calls in from them.
But he makes fun of their IQs and, I mean, all kinds of things I just would never think you could do.
Yeah, that's probably being phased down now.
It seems like it.
I think that the explanation for Howard, though, is that people listen for the 3-month period when they have a new car and then stop listening after that. And wait until they have a new car again.
You're right.
I still listen. I still enjoy a lot of their bits. I love Richard and Sal. I think that those
the phony
two
phone calls are really good.
Geniuses. I love their bits.
Brandon, do you pay for Sirius? Do you pay for it?
I do.
You do? And I know you do, Drew.
Yeah.
Do you, Carl?
I do. Yeah. I still have the subscription, even though I don't use it very much.
Yeah.
Maybe what do you listen to on Sirius, Carl?
Oh, I have it because of Howard Stern. But now we just listen to Yacht Talk Radio and hang out. I love that station. By the way, Brandon, the other thing that's awesome on Howard Stern is the Alex Jones impression.
Yes.
That's the funniest bit every single time.
Yep. He uses all the great
I was trying to think of that
too.
Kid's name. He is super talented. He's in the room with Sal and Richard.
Yeah.
He does. I got to tell you, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, whoever does that, I laugh my ass off with a ding, 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 ding. I don't know if you guys heard that.
No.
Yeah, it's Arnold basically blowing a load every 20 seconds during the interview.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you hear it's like the spittoon sound effect, that ding, 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 ding. It's really funny.
That's great.
Very funny. I mean, no, there's still a lot of good things going on there.
Drew, I've been on way too long, so I apologize. Boy. I really want to talk about Morning Toast, though.
Please.
Is there any chance that we have time for
that? Yeah, let's do a little Morning Toast.
You guys were such fans of Morning Toast when you discovered WATP, and I haven't checked them out in a while, so I wanted to check back in. Now, if you remember, these are the two millennials, Jackie and Claudia, who have a YouTube show every weekday at 10:30
Good morning, millennials.
Yeah, that's the one. So I listened to the episode that came out yesterday. This is a Wednesday's episode. And it gets off to a banging start, which is number 17.
These girls have incredible vocal fry, don't they?
The worst.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy hump day. It looks like a hump day. It seems like a hump day. But it doesn't feel like a hump day because Theo is not here today, and that is on me. I apologize. I have things to do after the show and was unfortunately not able to bring my son to work today.
But that is
the life of a mom. Like, things are up and down
slow
all
down.
The time.
Wait, what am I missing here, Carl? Does she really bring her kid onto the podcast?
All right, so can you guys guess what she's actually talking about there?
It's going to be a little puppy, isn't it?
Oh, it's not a kid. It's a fucking dog.
Theo's a dog. Yeah, oh, she's a mommy. What a cunt. And that son.
What a cunt.
And she's apologizing.
I hate when people...
I call it a dog.
Brandon, are you... Because you're a father like I am. Are you insulted by that when people like her would say something? Because I'm kind of insulted. Because having a kid is really hard.
I'm not insulted by that because I had a dog prior
What's
to having
harder,
a child.
What's harder, having a kid or a dog?
I kind of acted like that dog was my kid, too, in a sense. I didn't take the dog to work or anything like that, but...
You know what's great on a podcast?
Having brought my dog to work, my dogs, many, 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 many days, there is no comparison. A kid is so much harder than a dog. Ridiculous. It's insulting.
You have never referred to it as your child. Well, there's my child.
No. All right, let's hear some more of the Morning Toast.
You'll get a kick out of this one, Drew, because these people have been broadcasting for years. You would think
have they really that long
broadcasting. Yeah, they've been doing it a long time.
Okay.
So this is a transition fail. This is where you want to get to the next point and you try to transition it and just drop the ball completely. 18.
Childhood is really made like would be better suited for adults.
Yeah, structure. I can say that about a lot of things, similar to camp, which is why we started Camp Toast.
Yeah, which we're not having this year, which is...
which is a loss.
It's a loss. I've actually dreamed about it a few times.
Good dreams, man.
Good dreams. Good dreams.
Speaking of other good dreams, not really at all. Yesterday we filmed, I think, the funniest Patreon episode we've ever done.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You're not in the promoter Patreon. Speaking of dreams, it has nothing to do with this. Go give us money on Patreon.
Speaking of, but not really. I mean, speaking of is a poor transition anyway, but we all fall into that
crutchy,
trap.
Crutchy, yeah.
Yeah, but not anyway. It doesn't make any sense.
This is still a high-rated show, isn't it?
They get 26,000 views an episode, something like that.
But aren't they? I thought they were like a top 200 Apple show.
You're
they?
Right. That's a good point. I'm just looking at YouTube. They're in the top 200 on
easily.
Well.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
I don't know who likes that show. I mean, I probably could look at the reviews and people would probably rave about it, but it amazes me.
I am dying to know what Camp Toast is, though. So something worked in that clip. I need to know everything about Camp Toast now.
I have a little bit of an insight because I was reading through the comments because I'm like, who is listening to this or watching this and enjoying it? And the thing that people kept commenting on was, oh my gosh, this one bit was so funny. I laughed my ass off. It was so good. I couldn't even clip it because it's not interesting to listen to. But they're doing advice, the advice part of the show, and they're reading these questions. And someone wrote in and said, my husband's been picking his nose and eating it. And the woman's like, oh my God, I can't even. And just her reaction, everyone was losing their minds over. So
over the
it doesn't
reaction.
Take much to entertain these people.
Wow.
God.
Play another clip, and I will. I'll read a couple of reviews.
Okay, Kyle, can we play the Emmy nomination one? Because that was like the one I listened to when you sent over, just to make sure that I received them all. And
this
I really,
is so funny.
I really laughed at this because. Oh, here you go.
Okay, outstanding lead actor in a drama series: Jason Bateman, Ozark; Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us; Steve Carell, The Morning Show.
First off, The Voice.
Oh God,
The Voice. Just atrocious.
Ryan Cox, Succession; Billy Porter, Pose; Jeremy Strong, Succession.
I don't watch any of those shows, so I'm just going to go with Billy Porter because I would like to see him giving a speech as opposed to any of those other people.
That's a great reason.
I think so, too. And, like, the look he'll provide for us, it's just, it's multidimensional, the reasons why I think he should win.
Yeah.
Beyond his performance, which I'm sure was great. I never saw it.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Wow. That is just so 2020 where she wants the person to win who she would like to see give the speech because he'll probably say something very forward-thinking, very PC.
I think it's the most woke of the people nominated.
Yes! Which is kind of how I feel about awards now. Aren't we giving awards to people that everyone thinks should get awards, not as opposed to what's the best? Isn't that kind of where we're going?
Yes.
But she hasn't seen any of them.
I know.
Which that's another thing.
The end of that clip is my favorite part of it because the yes ending from Jackie, she goes, I'm sure it was great. I never saw it. I agree with you there. Wait, what are you agreeing with that I'm sure it was great or that you never saw
it? It's multidimensional. What do we agree with? Beyond his performance, which I'm sure was great. I never saw it.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I never saw it. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I kind of want to try and talk like that. That's a hard voice.
Here's a couple of reviews. Listen, I know I am hilarious, and these girls have me beat with their quick wit and banter. I'm a newish listener, and I LOL at every single episode when I have no clue what they're talking about, i.e. TV recaps of shows I don't watch. They also manage to be super tactful. Also been super tactful in covering not so great topics, and for that I double stan. What does that mean?
Maybe it's an inside thing. That's what you're looking for in a discussion of a current event or something that's really hard to discuss is tact.
Maybe nowadays.
Is that really what the younger generation wants is tact when talking about, I don't know, Black Lives Matter or coronavirus?
Here's Becky, who's been listening to them for years and says, the more I listen to them, the more I realize they're kind of uninformed. 3 stars.
Thank you.
Stars. I listen to work every day on my lunch break. Love all the premium content. Toast to the toast. I've been listening since the morning breath days. Oh, they were the morning breath at some point? Love the girls
of
and their
performance, which I'm sure was great. I never saw it.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
My go-to lighthearted pod. Oh, here's a one star. Ooh, ow.
Ooh, ouch.
A perfect example of the stupidity you'll hear on this show is Claudia, who claims to be a number one Taylor Swift stan. Stan?
That's
stan?
Fan. Stan? Like Stan from the Eminem song.
Oh, okay. Not have a single clue who Jack Antonoff is. The most recent episode. Claudia refers to him as a sound engineer. He's produced her last four albums. Please don't discuss!
Oh, my God.
Which I'm sure was great. I never saw it.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I mean, I hate it and I love it at the same time. Only listen because of Bobby Bones. I followed Claudia on Instagram for a while, so it only seemed fitting. That said, the voices, I can't. But I do. I hate their voices, mainly Jackie's, but I can't stop listening. I don't know how to feel. What?
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Bobby Bones, there's another show you could review, Carl, on Who Are These Podcasts. Do you know who he is?
Who?
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
I know Bobby Bones. Yeah.
He's like the biggest country guy.
He's country Seacrest.
He's like the Howard Stern of country, right? Yeah, Seacrest of country, you're right. And he won Dancing with the Stars. And I saw him ranked really high on iTunes one day. And I was like, who are all these people that get more people than us? And so I'm cynically listening. And it's very generic, very milk toast. But, whatever. He's 35 years old and he's a good-looking guy. And I guess he's just the
most.
That's
what matters now.
It does matter.
Carl, can we please play number 19? Is there a setup for spray tan?
Well, I'll just say the woman who's talking is the overweight one, just so you know.
Okay. Also, maybe some of you are noticing I'm just like looking amazing. It's because I got a spray tan for the first time since February. And man, did it feel good. Like, usually you get naked in front of Anna who does our spray tans. It's like a little, I'm naked, I was like, I couldn't get my robe off fast enough. I'm like, spray me. And it just felt amazing. And I missed, all the things I used to not like about spray tans. Like, oh, I can't, my sheets are stained. Like, I don't even care. I'm like living for the normalcy of it all.
Mm-hmm. And the smell.
Oh my God, that voice. Jeez.
By the way, this woman does not look good. Dr. Roach couldn't help this woman.
Oh no!
Talk about how beautiful she is.
I pictured.
What spray did they have to use? What's her name? I want to see a picture of her. What's her name again?
That one is Claudia.
Okay.
I picture really thin girls who like run around a lot and are just burn off a lot of energy because they talk so fast. I never imagined there was an endomorph in that show.
Oh my God!
The woman Claudia is the one who claims to be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Remember when you were baffled? Like, what kind of stand-up routine could she have?
She's the girl with no job, which is, that's really where this started, isn't it? Wasn't that before the podcast?
Mom is Pamela Geller.
Who's that?
I don't even know who that is.
From the Louis C.K.?
Existed.
Who's Pamela Geller?
Pamela Geller is this alt-right pundit. She's done a lot of stunts. Like, she had that thing where they were drawing Prophet Muhammad down in Texas, and we're just asking for people to
where the
come
guy
down.
Did show up with a gun, right? That thing?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd rather hear a podcast from her.
Yeah, I would too.
That sounds interesting.
Carl, does she tour and draw crowds when she does stand up?
Apparently. I mean, obviously not in the last 7 months, but when I was listening to her the last time we reviewed it, she was talking about, the show I did last Thursday was my best show, and these people in the audience were giving me high fives, and it sounded like she's got a whole thing going on.
These are venues that have significant audience? I mean, this is a real thing? It's really strange to me.
I wish I could explain it.
That is amazing.
Okay.
I can't help you there.
Let's do one more Morning Toast cut, and then we'll move on.
It might be all of them, actually.
That, man.
Oh, is that it?
Keep it brief. Yeah,
we're done. Okay,
I keep wanting more, Drew. It's what I do.
Wait, there is one really sexy clip left that he sent us.
Yeah, I mean, it was to the point where if I was cooking, he would come up and start lizzing my beaver while I was cooking.
What adult uses the word beaver?
Yeah, we went backwards for the other podcast. Friends. Yeah,
this is Brent.
Friends show.
And so I'd have to turn the burner off and we'd do it. And then I'd finish cooking. And then while we were eating, this is the same meal. Yeah. While we were eating, I would start sizzing his diz.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Sucking his dick. Beef.
Sucking his dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so I couldn't get through a meal. His penis is so appetizing that she couldn't get through a meal.
Well, it was either Carl or it was your partner, Andy, that said, Something along the lines of, I think you have a problem when you can't keep food and sex separated. And I think Carly pointed out, was that problem mental illness? Such a good. And the best line of that episode, Carl, was when you called her boobs stupid.
Thank you, Mark.
Because her boobs are stupid. It's the perfect
yeah, they
word
are kind of stupid.
Them.
I preferred that she was hot if she was in line at 7-Eleven. She would be hot. Okay, yeah, for a girl in line at 7-Eleven.
Keep him if you want.
Thank you, Mel.
Andy's a good host too. I like Andy.
It's a good. You guys do a great job. It's the prep is phenomenal.
And who is on this week's? Who are these podcasts?
This week we're doing the Cuckoldress Venus podcast.
Oh, exciting!
Sounds fun.
This is a woman who tells guys who want to be cucks and just can't get their wives to do it. She explains to them how to do it. I'm
cool.
Excited about this.
Gross.
All right.
I can't wait to hear
more
that
gross sex.
Well, Carl, thank you so much. And we'll catch you the last Thursday next month if I can figure out which Thursday and date that is.
Yeah, I'm glad we figured this out. By the way, I really appreciate you having me on for this segment. I promise I will never call in from a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Great. Thanks, Carl.
All right. Thanks,
we'll see
guys.
You soon.
Thanks,
I'll kids. Talk to you soon.
We'll see.
Damn it.
God, he's great. He does a good job.
Yeah, I really liked the show this week on...
On Brett.
On Brett, yeah.
And I don't know Brett, too. That's what made it even, you know, better.
Brent.
I didn't know... Brent. Sorry, yeah,
Brent.
Sorry.
Brent.
I'll never get that straight. You I don't want to get straight. Things
you ruined Rob Lowe and Chris Pratt for me, though. I thought they were hot guys, and I think there's...
Oh, but here's the thing, is Rob Lowe, this is a behavior that we see with so many of these things, and that's why it's so funny to see a guy like Carl, and what he does is we see the Justin Longs, the Rob Lowes, the Chris D'Elias. They all do the same thing. It's all kind of that type of podcast where Topher Grace, I got money. I guess I'll just build something in my house.
Well, remember how upset I was because All Access had a big story about the new podcast by Busy Phillips. First off, so pod fade. Second of all, it's going to be terrible.
I wonder if
a lot of press because
she did have a TV show. She might draw enough people to make money on a podcast. I mean, that's honestly what's really going on is it's like, oh, here's a way to make easy money. Just turn a mic on for 45 minutes, just enough to get the five commercials in, and you're in the money.
Yeah.
Because Rob
45 minutes.
You know, Carl made a great point. To have a State Farm buy before he's ever done a show.
Yeah. Well,
that's ridiculous.
Well, now knowing that it's part of the Team Coco family, that
you're right.
Because I think State Farm probably sponsors a whole group of shows.
Dax, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
Conan's a huge draw, and his shows do very well, and I'm sure they're very good.
His podcast is really good because, once again, him, like Howard, like Letterman, know how to talk to people, like you do. You know how to talk to someone. It's not going to be all about them.
Yeah. I haven't heard Conan's a lot. I assume it's really good because everything else he does is good.
I like it, yeah.
But I'm really curious to see what Howard does. I think Carl's right, though. I bet you he is just negotiating. He's just trying to force more money out of Sirius, and he'll get it. He always does. Things are getting wild at Zot Ford and Holly. The new Ford Bronco is in. Everybody's been talking about the Bronco. I was really surprised at the hubbub over the Bronco, to be honest, but
really?
It's for real.
Oh, it's great.
Time to reserve your new Ford Bronco with our friends at Zot Ford. Go to ZotFord.com. Follow the link to order your new Ford Bronco Sport or your full-size Bronco two-door or four-door. The hype is huge. And the Bronco will sell out before you know it. Plus, they're offering the Ford Promise buyer lease a new or pre-loved vehicle. If you get canceled in your first year of ownership, Ford will take your vehicle back, period. Finally, the team at Zot Ford continues to have deals. The lease trifecta's back. Lease a new 2020 Ford EcoSport or a new 2020 Ford Escape all-wheel drive or a new 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4. Your choice of the three. Each one as low as $166 a month. Yes, Zot Ford's trifecta gives you a choice of three brand new Fords for just $166 a month. So go to dealsnad.com and do your homework. And Luke Nowacki is always doing his homework. And, you know, things have been kind of strange. I just saw today there was some just not very good economic news, which I think I was really expecting. And over the last few months, I felt like, you know, there's nothing can kill this economy. It just keeps trundling on. It just somehow, you know, the stock markets has raised from its lows, well above its lows.
That's
but today,
right.
Today there were some ugly numbers, not just the 1.4 million.
GDP contracted almost by a third?
The most ever.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
It's not good news. And it doesn't mean it'll be the same way the next quarter.
It was mainly
quarter, but
one sector, too, which I don't think is a surprise to anybody. Retail and and consumer spending, but the, you know, financials were still okay. They were down a little. Of course, government was up. Those sectors.
There's a lot to.
It's just a.
There's a lot to think about.
Time.
There's a lot to discuss if you are in the world of investing, or if you want to get into the world of investing. It's good to have somebody you can count on. Trust me about that one. Or maybe it's just a 401k that you're not sure. Am I in the right stuff? You know, because you can float around in 401ks for 20 or 30 years and. I wonder what I'm. I don't even know what I'm in, and then you look at it and you go, oh, "You've lost 7% a year over the last 10 years. What are you doing?"
Yeah.
So it's nice to have someone look at that, or 529 to invest in for your kids' education, whatever it is. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned. Other entities and all marketing names, product service reference here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And Trudy, Dr. Roche is busy.
Dr. Roche, you can still get in on the introductory pricing for Evolve. There's like one more day left. You can call and lock it in, or all through the months of August, because they are going to extend it that far. Just give people a chance to get in, because it's kind of clunky, you know, trying to get your business together with all of this crap happening. So they're going to give you an extra until August 31st to check out Evolve, to tighten, tone, and trim. Introductory pricing is going to be $2,500. It's regularly $3,000, so it's $500 savings. And CBD products are 50% off through the end of August, plus some hot summer upgrades if you want to keep your bod tight for Diva, which tightens it all up outside and in. For women, increases your sex life and restores a more youthful appearance to what's going on down there. So give Dr. Roche a call for August 2020 specials at 248-338-1110. Oh, by the way, you can do teleconsultations, which saves you a step. You don't have to go in there, which saves you a trip there. And then you can find out all about the procedure, what to expect, and the price quote as well. So that's what's going on over at Dr. Roche's office.
Beautiful. You know what else is going on?
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, no. This means it's cameo sales time.
Welcome back, everybody. Break out your wallets because, listen, I got a bunch of A-listers here for you.
Really? We're on cameo?
A-listers who are so bored during this whole COVID-19 that they've jumped on the world. The family, the cameo family, they've jumped on it. Oh, I got some good names.
You're gonna out-talk your bed.
Oh. Miss Heidi Fleiss. You remember her? She's a retired Hollywood madam.
Heidi Fleiss.
She's $50 on Cameo.
Wow. She looks different, man.
Great deal. She looks fantastic.
Okay, so this is a message from her, or can you talk to her? Which one service is this?
Oh, it's Cameo, so you can just rip it and roar it, and she plays with her
birds.
Hey,
Rebecca. This is Heidi Fleiss, the retired Hollywood madam. I hear you are going through a painful experience that you are, I have.
I'd rather get one from her birds.
Oh, my what? Girls, those are my girls. Oh. I have had plenty of those.
Oh, boy.
And this
enough.
Is how you.
Heidi Fleiss's house smells like bird feces.
Yeah, so, it definitely does.
She'll give you a customized message for just $50.
It makes me wonder, do you think Tom Sizemore is on Cameo?
Yeah, he was. We had him a couple months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, talk about two people that just everything went beep.
Yeah. All right, who else?
Up next, Charlotte McKinney.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, nice.
She's got big boobs.
She's pretty. What happened to her? She disappeared, man.
Yeah, well, she was in Joe Dirt 2.
And that was a
memorable role where she farted. And the proceeds, a portion of the proceeds, of course, are going to charity, but she is $60.
Has she done one?
The model. No, not yet.
Right.
And I think the most important thing to do right now is to hit this. All right. And then on to Audrina. I don't even know how to sell her.
Adrina
Partridge. Patridge. I always call her Partridge. I don't know why.
She's hot. She's $100. Whatever.
$100.
We'll skip her quick.
Come on.
Brian Billick,
the
head coach, the former head coach, Super Bowl winning head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, he's $100.
Let's hear one real quick.
See if he can coach us up.
Hi, this is Coach Billick. Chris Ruling and the Great Eights memorabilia want to thank you for making the return to training camp party a huge success. With your generosity, they were able to really take care of our buddy Mo Gabba. Thanks again, and please keep Mo in your prayers.
I love
it. Do coaches actually have like a coach? Do they get coached on how to talk? Because they all seem to talk like that.
Yeah, they do.
I think they pick it up from each other.
Don't you just love it when a company uses Cameo?
Like airline pilots.
It's hilarious. You're buying a free ad.
Because if you reached out to Brian Billick and said, hey, will you be the spokesman and do our ad for us? He'd be like, yeah, $3,000. But right here on Cameo, you can just do it for $100.
So now, I wonder if they could they use that audio in a radio commercial or something? They probably could.
Why not?
I mean, I wonder, are there rules, Brandon? You're the expert on Cameo.
Okay, let's talk about this.
Oh, no.
I believe that certain people refuse to do certain cameos. For example, if you go in there and you say, hey, I want you just to say this, they probably won't do it if it's a direct promotion. But I'm sure there's ways around that.
So the answer to your question is I don't know
what that answer means at all.
What do you mean? You don't know what that answer means? So I'm saying like this. If we were to request Brian Billick to say, I want you to say State Farm is the greatest insurance agency, he won't do that. Do you know what I mean?
But he just did it.
Was that for State? Was that for not a State massive Farm, company?
But he doesn't know. Who the fuck are they? He doesn't know.
Yeah, I mean, the owner could be a pedophile.
I think he's just churning him up for his $100.
Yeah, but who else is doing that? Let's go up the ladder, because it's about to get pricey.
What?
Right. O'Shea Jackson Jr., better known as Ice Cube's lookalike son, famous actor. He was in Straight Outta Compton.
Next.
$120 for him.
Wait. Famous actor, he was in Straight Outta Compton. That's his dad's story.
Yeah.
What else has he done?
That's it. He's Ice Cube's
spawn. So he's a famous actor for looking like Ice Cube?
He's the spawn of Ice Cube.
Okay.
That's true. All right. Sheila E. is on there. Sheila E. is $150. Come on, everybody knows Sheila E.
Yeah. Does she have any? Mm-hmm.
I think she does.
Let's see Sheila E. in action.
She's drumming.
Oh.
Nice audio.
Sam is turning 34.
Happy birthday. Can't even hear her.
Why is she talking like that?
Everything sings, songy. Oh, that's cool. She has a percussion.
She's got a shaker.
She's got a percussion instrument for every cameo.
Sheila E. here. Happy 14th anniversary, like 14 years. That's amazing. Wow.
Is it?
That needs a little
cake. I kind of like her.
Yeah.
She's nice.
She's only
cool.
$150. It's totally worth it. But Mira Sorvino is the next up. She's more famous. She's Mira. $150.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Mira Sorvino's on Cameo?
Hi, Julie Kim. Happy birthday. This is a special present from your daughters, Sarah and Nancy. And they just wanted to make sure you had an amazing day. And they really miss you because of COVID.
No makeup
and I
on.
See it. In one of their pictures that they're wearing a mask and it almost looks like maybe
they're
a nurse or doctor.
She's got quite the cat condo in her background. You see that?
Oh, yeah. If so, thank...
Oh, that thing's like 15 stories tall.
I'll say this
She got Weinstein out of the business.
Exactly.
So that's why she has to do Cameo now.
Yeah, I feel bad
And it's a cat lady. That's why.
She's not wearing any makeup.
She looks all right.
She doesn't look like Mira Sorvino though,
to
me.
She looks okay. No?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take her.
All right. We got our headliners coming up. We got three headliners for the day. Number one... Frankie Avalon. Oh, yeah.
God.
Y'all know him.
Why
he's $250.
Stop selling
next.
Cameo.
I don't want to hear him. Next. No.
Nobody who knows who he is knows how to operate this.
Well, you buy it for your dad or Tom.
How about this guy?
They have to play it for him.
I've got something to say about most things. Bring it on.
Boy George.
Rachel, my love, happy birthday from your kids, Lewis, Isla, and Zach. And an apology in advance for Darren's outfit for the party. It's supposed to be me, but I think it looks more like one of the Wombles. But
what's this cost?
Right. $300 for Boy George.
Boy George is $300, and here is the big headliner of the day. Number one, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Really?
I found out he was alive today.
Does he know how to push the record button even?
No, because he doesn't have any.
He doesn't have any?
$300. $300.
Okay. Well, it's good he's charging a lot. Too bad he doesn't have any.
Check out Cameo.com.
Cameo family is getting a little weak.
Getting a little
weak.
Heidi Fleiss? What are you talking about? That's a huge, huge name.
Yeah, but I expected something cool to happen, and all she had was squawking birds in the background.
I can't think of anybody you just showed that I'd want to buy. Yeah. Maybe Mira Sorvino. Maybe.
If she put makeup on. Kidding. She looks fine. It just didn't look exactly like her to me, but
so misogynistic.
Sorry guys, I'll get some better recruits next week.
Today, for one thing, casinos are opening at 15% occupancy. 15%.
They must have a pretty good lobby.
No table games. Yeah, I don't know. Why would you open casinos? I just can't imagine.
Are they essential? Oh, they are for the city of Detroit to collect tax revenue. That's why they're essential.
Yeah, except they're only going to collect 15% of what they normally would. And
more than zero.
They have blown about $100 million hole in the Detroit's budget because they make $1 million a day on taxes from the casinos.
Yeah. Do you know that... tribal casinos have been open?
Yes, fully open. Completely open.
Is it fully?
I can't tell them not to be open.
I know, because they're not under state jurisdiction, seems ridiculous.
It's total bullshit.
It's an imaginary line. You cross it, and then all of a sudden you're in Native American territory?
Can we call a tribal casino? Because I want to find out why they're open. I want to ask them and just see why. I'm just curious.
Which one do you want? Stoop City?
Stoop City's fine.
Stoop City?
Well, that's Mount Pleasant. That's what I called it. There was a lot of stupidity there. But I was being mean. But anyway.
Well, they were shorting aces from their decks, too. So.
They all, yeah. And
Soaring
tens.
Eagle?
They were shorting aces and tens.
From their decks.
Yeah, and they got busted. It took them years. They have so few regulators. They had like two people in the whole state. So who knows how long they were doing that. But anyway, the executive order today also banned indoor bars with 70% of the revenue from alcohol, which is a lot of bars, up north in zones 6 and 8. I got to believe that is not going to go over well.
No.
I realize she said there's a spike in cases. We had an average of 350 a week, and now we're getting 600 and 700 a week or something, or 700 a day.
I did see one of those northern Michigan counties as well, though, that there was 0.007% infection rate with the populace. That's a pretty low percentage to be shutting down the
I was
gonna
say
tourism.
Whatever the spike is, it can't be that much, but is it up there? I mean, it seems really strange
there
that
must
it would,
be some,
maybe it is up there.
There
I don't know.
Must be some reason she's shutting it down. I know people don't believe it, but she doesn't really want to shut business down. Is she if you want to say she's erring too much on the side of safety, that's fine. I can accept that argument and I kind of agree with it. But to say that she's just trying to exercise her executive power, I think is a little.
But do they?
What good does that do?
But my question is, do they really have a spike up there? Because they haven't had many cases at all.
There must be some worry. There has to be.
Unless there was a spike for the 4th of July.
There has to be.
Honestly, if we're getting 700 cases a day, that's not many cases a day. You mean to tell me that up north they're getting more than we're getting here or in Macomb or in Detroit? I mean, that's hard for me to believe, but I honestly don't know.
But are tourists going up north now? I mean, has that happened this year as a means of trying to get away from down here?
It is happening.
Here's her statement. After seeing a resurgent in cases connected to social gatherings across the state, we must further limit gatherings for the health of our community and economy. By taking these strong actions, blah, 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 we'll be better positioned to get our children back in the classroom and avoid a devastating second wave.
Then why is she opening casinos?
Because they have a lobby.
Well, Vegas has been open since June 4th, by the way. I don't know how Vegas is going. Is Nevada having a real...
You know, the cool thing about Vegas is no one travels to get there, gets on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
How stupid.
But they have been open since June 4th. I just don't know why, if we're so worried about social gatherings, why casinos opening would make...
You want to call...
be so important. But let's call a tribal casino, because they're open. They apparently... They must know something about COVID. It doesn't spread there. It's crazy.
This call may be monitored and recorded.
Yeah, by us. We're recording it too. So there. How many options are we going to have to go through to get a human?
Oh, man.
Bunch.
Thank you for calling Sorrigo Properties. My name is Kristen. How can I direct your call?
Hi, Kristen. This is the Drew and Mike show. We're calling to find out, are you open for business at the casino?
We are open for business.
Oh, okay. And is it? Do you have the normal capacity, or are you having less people because of the coronavirus?
Nope, we're still doing normal capacity.
Really? Well, that's weird, because the Detroit casinos, they can only have 15% capacity. That doesn't sound like much fun.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but we are doing full capacity.
Oh, great. Is there no coronavirus there?
I mean, not that I know of.
Oh, cool.
Do I have to wear one of those COVID-catching masks?
You do. You do have to. Masks are required.
Okay, so it's mask up. What about goggles?
If you want to wear goggles, you can, but you don't have to.
Now, do I have to wear a mask when I'm smoking?
The casino is temporarily non-smoking at this time.
I see.
Is there a smoking section?
Is there a smoking area?
Yeah, there's designated areas outside of the casino.
Okay, so it sounds like everything's great, and it's, you're not having any problems with the virus spreading or anything like that.
Yeah, no, everything seems to be going good.
Well, I wonder why the governor has been so loose with your casino, and yet she's just opened the ones in Detroit. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I am not really sure.
Okay, we'll have to look into that. Anyway, that's great. Good for you, and I'm glad things are going well.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much.
That.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
So
you can just ramble into these Native American casinos.
She sounds
like her, I mean, man. Isn't it fascinating that you can just do whatever you want?
They're not part of the state.
But they are part of the state.
They're not part
And they leave the casino.
They're
and
not part
they,
of the state. They're not.
They're in the state. And they are.
I have to think that they're really excited to be able to like laugh in the face of whoever's trying to tell them what to do now.
They don't even have to laugh in their face because nobody will try to tell them what to do. But well, that's nice. The other thing, and I really didn't even have Native American casinos on my mind. I hadn't even thought about that, but that's so silly.
Yeah.
And then so they're putting money first. I mean, they don't.
Yeah. Oh no. I mean it's
as
up to
most
them.
People would.
It's up to the tribal land.
I was watching the news last night, and I'm thinking to myself, at a time when gatherings are such a bad idea, I don't think I've ever seen so many protests. Because we've had the George Floyd protests and the BLM protests, which have gone on and on and on. And they're in every city. In fact, the story I read about Los Angeles, where Eric Garcetti said that, yes, COVID was causing an increase in coronavirus, they were asking the question, you know, would this be possible that this was going on in the other 380 cities that had had protests nightly since May 26th, I think? So, I mean, that's a lot of protests. And yesterday there was a protest to Free Grace, the girl that's in Children's Village.
Oh, this story, man.
I know.
This is one of those stories where people did not read the whole story or know the whole story.
No one does. No one reads anything completely. And so it reminds me of Rayshard Brooks was shot for sleeping at Wendy's.
Very similar.
She was jailed for not doing her homework.
Yeah.
That's what, in fact, people said that on the news last night. And I wanted the reporter to go, no. She was not jailed for not doing homework.
Her mom had called 911 three times and was worried about her own safety. And the judge even said that you are not staying here and staying in the juvenile hall because you didn't do your homework. It's just one thing you didn't do that we asked you to do while on probation and because your mother fears for her safety. But no one wants to hear that.
Okay, can I ask something that I honestly don't know? Is Grace black?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because there were BLM.
You didn't read the original article either.
I guess not.
Because the feeling is that they're doing it because of racism.
Well, so this brings crowds of people together, and they had protests yesterday, and it didn't look like there were too many people who weren't wearing masks, and they weren't as gathered up as some of the other ones. But it's another protest, and then Shelby Township has a protest because people are protesting Chief Robert Shelady. Who had the post about New York's riots and, you know, if he was there, you'd have to bring a lot of body bags. And he posted it under a pseudonym. It was a fake Twitter account, which, by the way, I've heard from multiple people since then who said that police departments typically do not want their officers doing anything on social media. So that's why they get fake accounts if they want to say something, because they I guess are forbidden or they're just it's discouraged. So anyway, he had this. He was suspended for 30 days, which I thought was a bit much myself. But, you know, people were upset. So anyway, but now people are demanding that he lose his job. And they're protesting fairly regularly. And last night, a couple of people were arrested because they blocked off the street and said, "You're not going in the street. We're not doing this. You can protest here. That's it." So, of course, people went in the street. They arrested them. And then there were counter protesters who are pro police who were also protesting, and they were chanting "All Lives Matter." And it was just kind of a really, with COVID-19 going on, do we really need these people protesting over something that it's not going to change? He's been suspended. He's back at work. it just seems like it, there should be some. Can't, is there any way to just sort of back off on protesting for just a little while, maybe a month or something?
Duh. Hey, duh. If you do anything wrong in your life, duh, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care when I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're fucking duh, finished.
And that's what I mean about certain sacred cows. There's certain people that, you know, they're talking about playing high school football today. How they're going to play high school football. Wait, why do they need to play high school football? Not that seems happen. To me that you would spread COVID by playing high school football. No one's protesting that. Nobody's upset about that. Nobody's really upset about the NFL playing or Major League Baseball, and people are laughing about it and wondering when they're going to just cancel the whole thing. But it seems like everybody needs to stop doing things that spread this because we have a problem. But you can never get anybody. There's always an exception. Well, I got to do this because we got this marriage scheduled and we got this banquet hall. We got a big deposit. So we're going to do it.
Got to do whatever we want to do, yeah.
And then five people get COVID. And I guess a lot of that event was outside, too. But they had 110 people, and they're probably all hugging and dancing and whatnot because it's a wedding.
Did you see the city of New York had to break up a sex party in Manhattan that had 30 people in it?
I did not. They broke up a sex party?
It's been so gross to break that
up. How'd they find out about it?
Lick it now.
Because everybody narcs on everybody, yeah. Mm-hmm. They got a tip. It was 30 people, Midtown Manhattan, person who allegedly coordinated the event is expected in court soon.
I'm here for the gangbang.
And that's really all they said about it. Maybe if they were outside, it'd be okay. Except for the children might see.
Well...
And COVID-19 took out the probably the most famous person so far when Herman Cain passed away.
Yeah,
He's been in the hospital since.
Not very famous for the most famous person to die of COVID.
Well, that's what we were talking about before the show. We were all kind of surprised by that.
Serious issue, shallow thought. It made me think about Godfather's Pizza, and I used to love that. Oh my God, it's the best.
Wait, Herman Cain made you think of Godfather's Pizza?
Yeah, he was the CEO.
He was. I didn't know that.
Yeah, remember when he ran for president?
Day job.
Mm-hmm. That was the big thing. Which...
And he was in that movie, too, with Borat.
Mm. Oh, he was?
Wasn't he in that movie?
I don't know.
No, there was a presidential... No, it wasn't him.
You're probably getting a mix confused with Ben Carson like everybody else is today. Yeah,
wait, no, Ben Carson was in the movie.
Ben Carson was in a third party or whatever that movie's called.
Wasn't it a third-party presidential candidate was in one of the movies and... Borat tried to get naked in front of him or something.
Oh, wasn't that
in a hotel room?
Wasn't that Rand Paul?
Oh, it was Rand Paul. You're right.
That's nice of you to pick a white guy instead of Herman Cain. No, I think Herman Cain was in one of the movies, though.
Yeah, he was in, I want to say it was Stuck in the Middle. The movie with Damon and what's his butt. And I think he's the doctor that cuts them. I could be wrong. He also has a movie about him starring.
Well, he's not very famous just because he got COVID. We're not going to break down his entire life.
I will say this, though, in reading the story about it in the obit, and it points out how in 2012 he stepped away from the presidential, he's running to go against Obama, and he stepped back because four women accused him of sexual assault or sexual harassment when they worked for him. And I'm like, wow, come a long way considering there's been accusations about both presidential candidates this year.
Good timing.
Isn't that weird? That's only 8 years ago, and that ended him. That was the end of Herman Cain running for president. Not that he would win anyway.
It must have been bad.
Yeah, but Trump's or Biden's aren't?
It's
just nobody cares anymore.
No, I don't think certain people care. Trump's already president, so it's not going to eliminate him.
But he came out in 2016. Okay, so 4 years after that, nobody cared.
I think Trump and Clinton are kind of similar in that the more accusations there are, it's sort of confusing, and it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, because
Clinton,
a couple of them
you could name people associated with Clinton and not even be sure which one it is. Like, the Miss Arkansas girl and... That lady from, who's the lady said he raped her? Broderick? Juanita Broderick.
Thank you.
Then there's a lady who was on 60 Minutes who said that he tried to get it on with her when she went into his office to talk about some.
Yeah.
You remember who I'm talking about? She was kind of cute, too.
Hey, well, then he probably did.
But, I mean, they just kind of pile on top of each other and you go, anyway. Trump, I think. People just took him as he was, and they just accepted all of that. And they either don't believe it, or it's just like, oh, my God, there's so many, whatever. Doesn't mean it's okay.
And a dog became the first dog to die of COVID, too.
Aww. Buddy. Buddy was six. Susie Zhao is 33. She's not alive anymore because she was found, her burned remains were found July the 13th at the Pontiac Lake Recreation Area. This is a weird thing because there's really no reason that anyone should have done anything to her, and there was no plan for her to go anywhere. She was at home at 5:30 on July the 12th, and her parents, she's staying with her parents because she was a professional poker player who didn't make very much money. She made $152,000 in, I think, 9 years, like $16,000 a year playing poker.
That she claimed.
Well, that's true.
No,
but she left. Right. She was in Nevada and California doing this professionally, and she came home to Waterford. And then shortly after she came home, her vehicle was impounded.
Yeah, for traffic violations.
So, I mean, that tells you that there's a money issue. So maybe, did she owe people money from the gambling world?
It's positive, but it also said that she went to Cranbrook, so you think there's a lot of money in that family if she needed to come up with money anytime soon. You gotta
maybe they had come up with money before and they weren't coming up with money anymore, because would they have allowed her car to be impounded if they were just throwing money at her?
You gotta believe the detectives know a lot more about this. I'm sure she had a smartphone. Sure it was tracked around. They also said they know what time she was killed because of the allegedly because the park ranger was in that area at 12:30, never saw her car.
They were down to within 8 hours.
I think.
She was wearing jogging pants, a jogging top, tennis shoes, so she wasn't going anywhere special. They did say that she liked to hitchhike, which is kind of strange. Well, I didn't even know people hitchhiked, and she's awful cute to be out hitchhiking.
So it's not like she's... It doesn't sound like she's going to meet a guy for anything romantic if she's wearing jogging pants, but she's also not going to work out because it was so late at night.
Well, she was missing between 5:30 and 10:30. What, Trudy, you wear jogging suits for dates?
Jogging suits, but...
Jogging
suits. I might wear a workout outfit.
What are you leaning? I'm leaning towards it's got to be... You're right. It's got to be a money thing.
It seems like it. She... By the way, she went to Cranbrook, then she went to Northwestern on a math scholarship, so she obviously had a lot going on. But then I wonder, they talked about how much poker she played in the summer. She played online poker, multiple games at the same time for 8 to 10 hours a day.
Fun.
Oh, my God.
She didn't finish in math at Northwestern. She finished in psychology, which struck me as someone who was like, I can't do it. I'm too busy playing online poker to do math.
Yeah.
So
I understand.
I'm going to major in psychology. But she did graduate from Northwestern and Cranbrook, and then she headed out west, and she's back, and I don't know, curious. I mean, we'll see where this one goes. I'm sure we'll find out eventually. And, oh boy.
You see the teens that passed away in Auburn Hills, the Auburn Hills Hotel?
What happened?
You didn't see that story? Three teens from Rochester Hills were found dead in an Auburn Hills hotel room?
Let me guess. Drugs?
I'm sure it's got to be drugs.
Oh, they don't know.
No, they well.
They didn't find any paraphernalia?
So they got there.
They all passed out. They died in a hotel room?
There was a girl, 17, two brothers, 18 and 19, and a 20-year-old Lake Orion man who was unconscious but breathing. So he's in stable condition. But they think, this is an overdose. Which, you know, we saw that whole fentanyl thing on the air.
Well, that bad cocaine in St. Clair Shores.
They have also responded to two other overdoses.
I'm sorry, Mark. MLive is reporting that it's a suspected drug overdose.
Yeah. And they've had a few calls recently, Auburn Hills police said, regarding overdoses in the past 24 hours. So be careful.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's scary.
Could you imagine two brothers, 18 and 19, that whoever their families, it's fucking awful.
I heard it happen before. Wow. Yeah, street drugs, you just don't know. You don't know what you're getting. Oh, fucking phone. Why is a telemarketer calling me nonstop?
Answered.
Yeah, we got a couple more numbers today.
Oh, yeah, Trudy. Trudy's in big trouble. Should we want to try him?
Why is Trudy constantly in trouble? What is going on with your Social Security number,
Trudy? It's catching up with me.
Well, and your Microsoft.
Let's see if we can put this to rest.
All right.
Oh, yeah,
it's been bothering me all day since I saw that you got that call. Mm-hmm. I was afraid you'd be arrested during the Zoom, and how embarrassing would that be if it's on Facebook Live?
Yeah, they break in and knock your door down.
This phone call. Oh my God!
What?
This number keeps calling.
I wonder if it's one of those, because it's been the last couple of days that I've gotten all these telemarketer calls. like they go on streaks.
So the first one, you said it's a Microsoft scam?
Mm-hmm.
This is, but you don't own any Microsoft, do you?
No.
Well, that's no, kind
so
of
what's, whatsoever. What are they suggesting that there's that your
that my
your computer has been hacked?
My license has
your license
been compromised in many countries.
This might be the one where they try to get you to follow their directions as you click buttons, and they want access to your computer. They want to take over it.
Not working.
Yeah.
Nope.
And Brandon got two from the boner line. Let's see.
I did.
Ooh. These look like Social Security numbers.
It was amazing yesterday. We got all those calls and.
Not
I wonder if they're still open.
No, I don't think Social Security called the boner line. I think listeners sent it to the boner line.
They did. Yeah, I got two today, and it sounds like the first one no go. Yeah. Got to be quick on them.
Social Security Administration, please wait while we connect you to our investigation officer.
Uh oh. Hope it's Ryan. I hope it's not Ryan.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling because... wait, hold on one second. Yeah, I got a message about my Social Security number. It's going to be frozen or something's going on, and I wanted to get that straightened out as fast as I could. Is this the Social Security office?
Yes, this is the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
What's all the noise? I can barely hear you, sir.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. There's just a lot of work. I know the Social Security office is busy, but it just sounded like it was really active. Maybe there's some other people with frozen numbers. But I'm really worried about this. How do I get this fixed?
How do I, I don't know. What is the, trouble? Because you are on a three-way conference call, I believe.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, and?
You are on a three-way conference call, correct?
Yes.
So may I know who is the other person? And, why did you call here?
It's my attorney because I called my attorney, and my attorney said to make the call immediately and get it straightened out.
Okay. All right. So can you please help me with your case number so that I can pull out your case file and then I can let you know each and everything?
Yes. The case number is
C268-54.
541.
No, it's not the case number, okay? The case number is being generated through the Social Security Administration is DC and then the number.
Well, okay. Yesterday it was C, so, I mean, if you can make it up, why can't I make it up?
No, yesterday, how it could be possible? Yesterday it was C and now today it is a DC. It is not possible, okay?
Well, yes, it was. It was C yesterday. That was the fake number yesterday. And today you're saying the fake number's changed to BC, so I don't know what to do.
Wait, does he know?
Like, the Social Security office sounds like that.
I know what a boiler room
is. Come on! Dude!
I'm calling him back.
Yeah, call him back.
It is a 202 number, though.
You can get him in a more private room. Who would believe that's a
Social Security Administration?
Well, Lynn said it was.
While we connect you to our investigation
so
officer.
Stupid!
Please hold while I try to connect you.
How can I help you?
Yes, I got word that my Social Security number has been compromised, and it said that I might be required to pay some kind of charge to fix it.
I think that was the same guy.
I think it was the same guy.
It was the same guy.
Let's see. Once again, I'm determined to call this until we burn this number. It's really
at least they're busy again.
If we get the same,
it's a public service, right? We don't want them scamming old people.
Officer.
Hello.
Yeah, there's.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Okay.
It's gonna be the same guy, isn't it?
I like their new hold music.
That's pretty good.
You have reached Department of Social Security Administration. This is Officer Mark. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. That's my name, too.
Officer Mark?
How can I help you, sir?
I understand my Social Security number has been compromised, and they said it might be frozen soon if I didn't make some kind of arrangements.
So what's your first and your last name?
My last name is Jeppinus.
Spell it.
G-E-P-E-N-I-S-S.
And your first name is Mark, right?
No, it's Hugh, actually. Mark's my nickname.
Spell your first name.
H-U.
And can you help me with your street address?
My street address?
Yes.
Yes. It is 136 Gladstone Street.
And what's your city, state, and your zip?
My zip is 47310.
And your state and city?
I'm in Michigan. What's all this questioning about? I'm kind of concerned because I have privacy issues, and I already have problems with my Social Security number.
Sir, this call is to inform you regarding some legal enforcement action against your name and your Social Security number.
But
so regarding this, we have got an order to suspend your social on immediate basis. Your social has been found suspicious for committing some fraud activities in the state of Washington. So are you aware about this situation?
Officer Mark, I just don't know anything about the charges. Did I do something wrong?
I don't know, sir. You may be or you may be not.
Because I was given the impression that I could be arrested at any moment.
How can we resolve this?
Yeah. Sorry?
What do I have to do? I mean, what did I do wrong? I don't understand. I just was running around, you know, just having my Social Security number, doing normal, lawful things, and then all of a sudden I'm in all this trouble.
Okay, just hold on. Let me check that information.
Okay.
Security breach.
Hold it. What's your clearance?
Is he going to get my file?
Who knows what he's doing? He's probably going to disconnect you.
Access denied.
Officer Mark?
Yeah. By the way, that zip code you made up is not a zip code anywhere.
Oh, shit. Officer Mark?
Hello?
I was talking to Officer Mark.
Hold on, sir. Let me check your information first.
Okay. Got a whole team on this. Must have done something terrible.
In the state of, Washington.
I'd like to drop the matter.
How does this ever work? Do they just want your Social Security number? Is that
they hung up on me.
I'm sorry?
No, that was Brandon. By the way, Brandon, you're muted. Did you mute yourself on purpose?
No, I lost connection for a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were trying to avoid them seeing the three-way call. How did they know that?
No, I think they just heard a different voice.
They just hear it. Oh, I see.
Brandon, where's your dinner?
That's a good question.
By the way, Brandon has a Victory Sandlot poster in his background today.
Yeah.
Because Sandlot, the people are astonished that you and I have not seen the movie, The Sandlot.
Really? You know, that looks familiar now that I see the poster.
You haven't seen it. Don't back out now.
Wait, is that a little kid with dark hair who becomes the star?
I think you're thinking of Fever Pitch.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Did you get my file?
What's your name? Yes, sir. I got your file.
Okay, what am I in trouble for? I'm unclear on what I did wrong.
What's your real name?
Pardon me?
What's your real
name? What's your real name?
It's Jeppinus. G-E-P-E-N-I-S-S.
And what's your first name?
Hugh.
Hugh?
Yes. My mother's from Hawaii.
Okay, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I don't find any your file in my system.
So do you think I'm free and clear? Because this thing said I could be arrested at any time, and Officer Mark said the same thing.
No. You're free now.
Oh, thank you so much.
How do we get our name off this list? I don't want federal marshals breaking down our door.
What's your name?
Well, I'm Mr. Japanese. I'm the one that got the. I'm the one that received the threatening email.
Who is the other guy?
I'm his husband, Ty.
Okay.
What's so funny about that?
What do you hate, gay people?
Beg your pardon?
You know, I'm working for the Social Security Administration. It's really not appropriate for you to pass judgment on a relationship.
A relationship for what?
Well, we've been life partners. We've been life partners for 12 years.
You left. Let me talk to your supervisor. You're in trouble.
For what?
For laughing at our loving relationship.
With whom?
Sir, you're patronizing me. I told you I'm Mr. Japanese.
For what? But how many?
I just don't expect a government employee from the Social Security Administration. I just didn't expect that kind of a response.
You're going to be canceled.
Okay.
So you're going to get them on or what?
For what?
I just wanted to speak to a manager if I could. It was really uncomfortable.
Hold on. Very awkward.
I'm triggered.
Hold on, let me connect your call to my manager. Thank you. Hold on.
He's so hanging up, isn't he?
How does he make money on this scam? I'm just so confused.
Does that sound like a
Hawaiian name, possibly?
Hugh. Well, there's a lot of people named Hugh.
No, H-U, though, is pretty weird. Hugh, 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 unless your parents are trying to Hugh, name you a huge Hugh. Penis.
H-U-G-H, Hugh, Hugh, Hugh. H-U-G-H, Hugh, Hugh, Hugh.
Hugh. All right, let's get rid of this guy. Hugh.
Okay, well, just carry on.
He's not being very sensitive.
I'm just going to leave him up and see if he ever comes back.
I don't think he's coming back.
Oh, we can keep his phone line busy.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Is this the manager?
You're from the Rocheville.
This is Mr. Japanese. I was calling about the alleged freezing of my Social Security number, and I was threatened with arrest. And then I called.
Your name?
Is Japanese.
Your name?
Mr. Japanese.
Your name is Daniel.
No, it's not Daniel. It's Mr. Japanese.
What operation are you running?
No, in my system, it showed that it's a Daniel Thomas.
Yeah, that's it. That's me.
Wait, are you trying to tell me I don't know what my name is?
Yes.
Okay, let's just say I'm Daniel Thomas. What am I in trouble for?
What's your street address?
My street address?
Yes.
It's 391
My name is Howard.
Banachek Avenue.
But in my system, it showed that Michigan.
I don't think so. You think you're pretty tricky over there, don't you? At the Social Security Administration. All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Talk to Danny Thomas that way.
I'll just have to risk arrest, I guess. Bye.
What kind of operation you're running over there, sir?
Sorry?
You're just going to have to freeze my Social Security number. You guys are very unprofessional. I can't believe our Social Security number, how far it's fallen. Our Social Security Administration.
Yeah.
Very unprofessional. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hang up on this guy.
You don't believe me.
You messed up the wrong guy, okay?
Just listen to what my backup singers have to say about the subject. Yeah.
That's a one-time and lifetime fee.
He's really awesome, yeah.
Uh-huh, my How would you name like to make you, the payment?
And I am awesome. Oh, yes, my name is you.
Who are those tinkers?
Big kitties.
Do they really? I mean, I assumed always that they made bazillions of dollars doing this.
All right. The fee would be $499. How would you like to make the payment for that?
Maybe their cost of living is a little lower where they're at than here.
But the boiler room is so fucking loud.
I know.
And that guy's saying he's Officer
Alrighty,
Mark.
Now you're willing to purchase information as well. That would be $899.
To me, that was the funniest part. He's like, give me your real name. Can you give me your real name, Dick?
Officer Mark. God. Like, they don't have cops at the Social Security Administration either.
Maybe he's deputized.
All right.
How do they know all of that information about the particular person who let us use that?
That's a good question. His name, is it?
Is that the name of the guy, Brandon, that sent it in? And by the way, edit that out.
Oh, no, I definitely will. I don't know. It just came in on the boner line, so.
Write him back and see if that, because that's really.
How would they know? There's no fucking way. They had no information.
But he had was it the first or second number, Mark?
It was the second one, the 202. But that's really scary. Maybe that number is.
There can't be one number assigned to every person that has an email, can there?
I don't know. Someone out there knows how he did it.
Yeah, well. All right.
I don't know the
Enough.
Story.
I'm tired of that guy. I'm tired of that scam. It's so silly. All right. Today, there was... I've been kind of waiting for this because yesterday, or Monday, I should say, Eli and Denny and Bob are doing a show, and they had Stanley Edwards on. And Stanley Edwards was not terribly helpful in terms of Michigan's case that, nobody knew about this Dr. Anderson guy. It's crazy. He seemed to... Brandon, you heard it.
I did, yeah.
I think he was trying to not be a total asshole, but at the same time, he was kind of saying, people knew what was going on.
Yeah, no, he did say that everybody knew. He came out and said that. This is last week's episode of No Filter Sports. You can check it out. And
it was a great interview, by the way.
You know,
I thought he was really good.
It was a pretty, I don't even know how to describe the moment when Bob Page asked about Stanley's particular individual time with Dr. Anderson. There was kind of a weird
That was very
answer.
Weird. I felt really bad for him because obviously he didn't want to say specifically, so he chose not to answer the question.
And I saw his face when he was there's. If you listen to it, there's a very long, maybe 10-second pause, and he was pained by it. You could really tell.
Well,
visually,
383 reports of abuse, and I don't think
394 in this article
now,
today, and they said possibly hundreds more that are waiting, that intend to sue, but they're waiting.
But I don't think it's any surprise the story that came out today. I think it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, except that I thought when Harbaugh came out and said, we've been getting physicals from this guy for decades, and we've never had any problems. It seemed like it was sort of a trying to put up some kind of a wall, and Michigan has been acting a little strangely too, because Schlissel and Manuel knew for 18 months and didn't say a word. They sat on it until the first person who called this out went to the Detroit News and said, you know what, they're stalling me and I'm pissed. They're trying to get rid of me. Detroit News does a story, and all of a sudden, we're looking for everybody who had this happen, and then all of a sudden, hundreds of people come out of the woodwork. So why are Schlissel and Manuel, I haven't even heard that anybody's even giving him a hard time.
Oh, they are.
But they're still there.
The story today is about how Bo knew, and Bo passed it along to
Don Canham. Don
Canham, who did nothing about it, which just
blew it off.
Thoroughly unacceptable. And I got to tell you,
it was very Paterno-esque, because that's what Paterno said he did. I told the AD.
The most amazing part about the story, I don't know if you saw the ESPN write-up about it, is that there's a current employee who was around in the mid-80s that knew about it.
And yeah, Paul Schmidt, who was assistant AD, but he says he didn't know about it, just like Harbaugh says he didn't know anything about it.
Bullshit. Well, Harbaugh was a student at the time. Paul Schmidt was actually.
But Harbaugh's on a football team.
Huh?
Harbaugh's on a football team.
Oh, no, I think he knew about it.
Yeah, but he says he didn't.
But I don't understand why Paul Schmidt is still employed there.
Because he says he didn't know anything. Schlissel and Manuel knew because they received correspondence from somebody who wanted to call this guy out, and they said, it's crazy. Hang on. And then they just didn't call it. They didn't bother with it until the Detroit News found out. And then all of a sudden, we want everyone who's had any problem. And,
I'm more interested in the people that knew then and could have done something about it. And if it's Bo, it's just it's thoroughly unacceptable.
And John Vaughn, who was a leading rusher in 1990, he, it turns out, was sexually assaulted too.
Hey, fun fact about John Vaughn. I just watched one of the stations was replaying a game. And I'm like, oh, my God, in 1990, and John Vaughn was tearing it up, and every play was an off-tackle run against Iowa. Fun fact.
They used to be able to do that.
Really old school, man.
There were a lot of people making fun of the...
It was a total bloop.
The Bo Schembechler statue. Joe Paterno, of course, his statue went down in 2012.
Oh, it's a matter of time till that boat comes down.
But the we'll see.
You don't think so?
I don't understand how the president is still there, because they had the second guy in line who apparently was sexually assaulting people for a couple decades and nobody did anything. And people knew about it. And it sounded like people may have been told to shut up about it. And there's just a lot going on there. And as far as this case, I don't know why he's still there, because they sat on it for 18 months. I'm just surprised there isn't more pressure, but there doesn't seem to be. So anyway, people are making a lot of fun of those who will be champions. Those who stay will be champions, as opposed to those who do something else. those who stay will receive something else. But anyway, that's beside the point. This one guy told the attorney that he went to Dr. Anderson, who told him that he compared him to a former player. In other words, that you're as big, you're really big. You're larger than average. And he put him in some former players. Like, hey, you must be in the, you're in the Woodson zone, size-wise. Just shy of the Wheatley zone. I didn't say that, but anyway, then he said he wanted to collect a semen sample to culture to see what healthy semen looked like. I guess because his dick was so big. Is that what that meant?
I don't know.
The fuck? Did anybody fall for that?
No, this guy didn't. Dr. Anderson began masturbating. Dr. Anderson began masturbating in front of the patient and said, hey, feel free to join in. I'm not sure that, I don't think he did, but then he said Dr. Anderson had him lie on a table where he began masturbating the patient, the football player. And this is the guy who had some of the more explosive, I mean, this is one of these things, too, where you're going to have a lot of people are not going to say anything for a long time. They'll probably come out eventually, maybe, or some people probably never will say anything. But anyway, so this thing took kind of a new direction. And I thought when Stanley Edwards, because I've heard some other guys say, you know, things like, oh, everybody knew this was going on. You know, just like it was just a thing that everybody knew. And this guy was fired in 79 and
fired from the hospital system.
Who was fired from U of M?
Yeah, the hospital system.
For having some sort of improperly sexually assaulting patients.
Yeah, and then the athletic department
hired him. It's very strange. Now, Eli was going down this path, which Stan didn't seem to. I'm not sure what Stan's answer was. Maybe you can explain, Brandon. Eli was kind of suggesting that some people have thought that Bo liked Dr. Anderson because he would say that people could play maybe that were borderline. In other words, Bo wanted his players on the field. He didn't want a doctor who'd say, no, he can't play, Bo.
Well, and apparently the trainer is a big deal. Who was the trainer's name? The big trainer for Michigan. He was also with the Chiefs for a while. I figured Mark would know.
I can't think of his name. I mean,
but apparently at the time,
Stanley mentioned him. Stanley.
I think it came down between the doctor and the trainer. And the trainer was very, I guess you would say, cautious. The trainer would oftentimes, you know, tell Bo, listen, he's not playing. He can't play. And then Dr. Robert Anderson would clear them. And, hey, once he's clear, now he can play. So, yeah, I think that he was alluding to that favorability with the doctor over the trainer. That way they can get the guys on the field.
Couldn't he find another doctor who wasn't molesting people who would do that?
Maybe not.
Oh, I'm sure.
No, I know. It sounded...
You're telling me Bo Schembechler couldn't find a doctor who would do what he wanted him to do?
He probably could.
Of course he could.
But,
which was another interesting thing in that ESPN column, because they talked to... is it Shemmy? One of Bo's kids, who pretty much said something along the lines of that, yeah, we always knew he was a little quirky, and if Bo wanted to get rid of somebody, he would have.
Well, of course, Bo could get rid of anybody.
Really? Well, I know.
But this guy who told him he was molested by Dr. Anderson twice said that Bo was angry and said, Get your butt in Chatham's office and tell him, Canham's office and tell him what happened. And then Canham just blew it off and it was never discussed.
I found it interesting to talk about the personality of Bo. The student doesn't even blame Bo Schembechler for it, which I think you have to blame him.
Well, it doesn't matter what he says. He's going to get blamed no matter what. Because if he knew, just like everybody else who knew.
No. I'm just saying, don't you find that interesting that the student doesn't blame him?
I thought it was kind of weird, actually.
That's what I mean.
He's obviously likes Bo a lot. Well, Stanley Edwards sort of sounded the same way. Like he didn't want it to sound like he didn't like Bo Schembechler. But, you know, the Penn State player said the same thing. They all love Joe Paterno. They tried to rally around him, but nobody would really let them rally because the pressure was so intense. And, you know, in this case, it doesn't seem to have the same fire. But
is that because it's kids versus athletes? Because the victims do seem to matter for whatever fucking reason.
Sexual assault is sexual assault is sexual assault. And allowing your athletes to get sexually assaulted. Those are your players. Those are guys you count on every week. How could you let that happen?
People react to stories differently.
I don't know. I mean, in Joe Paterno's case, I mean, they overturned all his victories and they took his statue down. And I mean, it was like
they got him
it was
back.
Like he's the worst person ever.
They got him back.
Got what back?
His victories.
Oh, well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, who cares?
Well, I think it's just a matter of time till that statue comes down.
Yeah, but
and maybe
he
the
died.
Hall gets renamed.
Come on, he died right after they canceled him. I mean, it's almost like that scandal killed him.
It was pretty brutal.
He wasn't alive to see those victories reinstated. He wasn't alive to see.
He wasn't alive to see him taken away, though, either. That was I think it was after he died. Yeah, because that was the NCAA.
Well, he was fired.
For some reason, the NCAA decided that they had to be involved in the punitive damages for whatever reason, as if they got some kind of competitive advantage from the boys that Sandusky molested. I never understood that. And they finally came to their sense. But the fact that this Paul Schmidt is still on staff and working is just it's unacceptable. At least suspend him.
Well, he says he didn't know. I mean, I think,
suspend
in my opinion,
until you figure it out.
The president and the athletic director, they completely blew it off in 2018. So I don't know why. I haven't even heard there's any pressure on them, to be honest. I haven't heard anybody even talking about it. But, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff going on, so who knows? And maybe it is that, and a lot of people do say this. If you read comments about this story, they're fucking bizarre. Because people say, oh, they could have just punched him in the face. That's what I do. And I don't know. And there's a lot of Michigan State people going back and forth. Michigan State people who are angry about.
That's what matters.
Well, it matters to these people, which is kind of mind-boggling, but it's on both sides. The state people feel that the Michigan people judged them over Dr. Nasser. And so the state people are like, ha ha, you've got your own molester, so take it. And I don't know why that makes them feel better, but what happened, and I don't know. I mean, there's state people in prison. There's Penn State people who went to prison for the same thing.
Yeah, what was Spanier, the president?
But weren't some of those things, though, they went to prison, weren't they beyond the statute of limitations? So how did they end up resolving that for the individuals involved?
In Penn State?
Well, you know, both cases, in Dr. Anderson's case and in Penn State's case, some of these people who held on to it for a long time and then talked about it, did they get individual payment or for their grievance? Or?
Oh, the victims, you mean?
Yeah, because the statute of limitations.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Well, that's part of the problem in this case is that the statute of limitations are over, and Michigan does not want to pay these people. They don't want this to go into court. They're saying this doesn't belong in court. This is past the statute of limitations.
Yeah.
We'll just deal with these people.
But are you talking about the criminality of it, Trudy, or the civil suits?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the ability to bring a charge of a civil suit, I guess, against someone who sexually assaulted someone else. Past the statute of limitations. If they're a multiple offender like that, they're obviously a predator. Shouldn't there be a
I'm sure someone out there will correct this, but I assume for civil, there is no statute of limitations. But criminally, there is.
Well,
and I remember the president of Penn State, a lot of it had to do with perjury and obstruction of justice. But there was a failure to report, if you're a teacher or an officer and you see, you know, you have
well, none of these people reported it. Wade Ward Manuel didn't report it.
Right.
The president didn't report it until the Detroit. If this guy didn't talk to the Detroit News, we might not even know about this.
No, but the failure to report is if they knew the abuse was currently going on, which for Penn State, it was still going on with Sandusky up till he got busted in 2011.
Right.
Well, this was going on in 1982 when this guy said he was waived off by Bo and Don Canham.
No, I know. Put him in jail then. Dig up their corpse and put him in jail for failure.
Well, no, I'm just saying there's no
difference.
Don't
they know it can get people to go, don't, you know, stop talking or something like that. Don't they know that if they wait, if they put those people off long enough that they're past statute of limitations and they can't do anything to them?
I got to tell you, I feel like all these schools make the same mistakes over and over and over. And in this case, this investigation has been paused because the victim's lawyers questioned the independence of the law firm and said that the university was contacting victims, which they were not supposed to do, and a judge literally paused the entire investigation. And the attorney had a quote today about, he just said that Bo Schembechler and Don Canham waved this off, and they said this university's actions, and I think he was comparing it to other universities, said, are often different from the words they convey to the public and to alumni, which is, you know, oh, we're going to do the right thing, and oh, yeah, we're horrified. And then it turns out it gets into the legal part, and it's like, no, we don't owe you anything because this is past the statute of limitations, or there's no crime here.
Yeah. Nice protection.
I don't know where this thing's going. I would assume there's going to be a big pile of money paid to, a lot of people. Yeah. So I don't know why you don't just want to get it over with and clean it up, be done with it. But this thing is kind of starting to drag on. And let's see. Oh, sports. I guess that would be in the sports category. the Tigers are 4-2 after another win on Wednesday night. They were down 4-0 in the game. Did anybody watch it besides me?
I did.
These games have been pretty good. They've been good games to watch.
I don't know. The Tigers can't really hit any starting pitching, but when those relievers come in, they've been cranking away. I've been really, 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 really surprised by Jacoby Jones, and I hope he stays red hot. I mean, who knows? He's a career 212 hitter, so it's, he's the odds always are against him, but he's off to a hell of a start, and I'm rooting for him.
He's always been streaky.
And in fact, I just decided, you know what? He's number 5 in fantasy rankings right now, so I picked him up. He's on my bench right now.
Oh, congratulations, Brandon. That's a great pick. You were quite an executive.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But, I mean, that's a controversial move, Drew. You don't normally pick up a career 200 hitter who bats in the 9th spot for fantasy. I'll tell you what.
Has he got 3 home runs already?
I think, yeah.
3 bombs.
Yeah,
he had a couple doubles last night.
Close to leading the league and everything.
The bullpen did a nice job. I mean, I don't know how long the season's going to go on, but it's certainly gone well for the Tigers so far. And they got Cincinnati coming in this weekend. And meanwhile, the Philadelphia Phillies, they're not going to be playing any games for a few days because they've got a couple positive tests after their series with Miami. I called this rinky-dink when Toronto suddenly had nowhere to play. This is just gets more rinky-dink every day because the Phillies now can't play games. The Marlins can't play games. I don't know how they ever make these games up because they're not going to be the last people to get COVID.
Did you mention who was supposed to be playing Philadelphia right now?
The Blue Jays.
Since they don't have a home, they're still stuck in D.C. where they just finished playing their home series against the Nationals.
So the Blue Jay players cannot go home to Toronto.
No. Uh-uh.
The whole season.
Travel ban. Yeah.
That seems like it puts them at a terrible disadvantage. And they'll play in Buffalo when the park is ready?
Sure. Why not?
This
is going to be great at the end of the year when the standings, when one team plays 60 games, one team plays like 20, one team plays 33. Are they going to do it based on win percentage?
Dink. Yeah, winning percentage, I guess. Baseball, that's how I do it.
Baseball loves their stats, and they got to throw the season out, man.
It's really funky. They can't throw the games that have been played. They've been played.
I'm enjoying every second of it.
I am too. I'm enjoying it while it goes on, and if it stops, then that's too bad.
Well, you know what you have right now, Drew? I know you have it. If you just hit your C button on your controller, you have every game right now. You don't just have the ones you want, like the local stuff. You can watch any game.
Pretty fucking cool.
You also currently have the relaunch of the NBA, baby, right now. See it on the TV there?
Wait, is that a game?
Yeah.
That's happening now?
Yeah, the Jazz.
That's a real live game?
Yeah. Yeah, Jazz and the Pelicans. And my favorite thing, I think, so far is the social distancing benches. Have you seen it? See how far apart everybody is?
I know. It looks... those three guys on the left are kind of close together.
Look at... are these cardboard... Oh, no, those are actual real reporters.
by the way... Yeah.
Say their names. Just put up a shot, by the way. I'm not joking.
Put up a shot. What's his name?
Say their names. I think it's John Morant. I'm guessing it's John Morant.
Okay.
Oh, J.J. Redick just has his name on the back. He hates social justice.
Wow, that's pretty mean of him. What are some of the other names?
I don't know. I'm trying to catch the back.
Some action.
Freedom. Is that Freedom number 4? That might be his last name. I don't know. See, there's Say Their Names, number 11.
Okay, we got a couple Say Their Names on the court.
That's not John Morant. Who is that?
What's 45's jersey say?
Oh.
Wait, what's that guy's jersey say?
Say Their Names
that's
a, again.
That's Say Their Names.
That was Say Their Names to Say Their Names.
There's like 4 Say Their Names on the court right now.
That's a great name.
To let Clarkson time the block.
It's on New Orleans.
Hey, is that Stan?
Yeah.
Is that Stan Van Gundy?
Say Their Names over to Breonna Taylor.
Breonna Taylor.
George Floyd with a dunk.
Oh, there's
Stan.
There's 2 pieces on the court right now. 15 says peace and 00 says peace.
Stan, oh, that name.
And the court has some ads on it. Smoothie King.
I guess it's Meta World Peace. You know what? Smoothie King, I wonder if that's projected on there because aren't they the sponsor? I bet you New Orleans must be the home
Black
team.
Black Lives Matter is on the court, isn't it? That's not projected, is it?
No, that's on the court.
Did you see the NCAA is going to have players have social justice names if they want them too?
That's
going to
be a disaster.
Why?
How do you tell free labor which things they can put on the back of their jerseys?
Because
they're college and they will.
Yeah. I honestly...
Wait, J.J. Redick is promoting Fair Fight. Did you see that? Let me back that
up. Wait, that's his name?
Let me back it up.
What do you mean he's promoting fair
fight? They showed that he was the one with the foul, and then they posted
On his jersey?
No. They posted up a... he committed the foul, and then they posted his name with some website, which I'm assuming is his charity.
Lay it in.
What's on the front of his
jersey?
So
Rudy Gobert will
New Orleans?
Shoot a See? Pair.
No, that red thing.
J.J. Redick.
Zatarain's. It's an ad for Zatarain's.
Oh, okay.
And that green thing today was enough.
He also has a podcast, the J.J. Redick podcast.
He does. It's been on for a while. Yeah, NCAA players are going to have social justice messages, too. The only thing they said about him was, and they're going to have a choice. They're going to say, no, not that, oh, not yeah. that, not that, yep. that, which I don't know how they do that, but they will. They just said that the messages would be promoting equality. So that seems to be the message of the... of the year for sports. Basketball, I don't know if I'm really interested in the regular season. I know when the finals come around I'll be interested.
Yeah,
but, I suppose because there's so little to watch, maybe they'll do big numbers. And I was thinking baseball is probably doing great ratings.
Oh, yeah.
It's just weird. It's just different looking at this.
Well, there's no fans. No crowd, I mean, it looks like a WNBA game.
You know what it looked like to me? It looked like the footage. It looked like the footage from what's the Michael Jordan documentary when he was taking breaks from filming.
Quiet, Maddie.
When he was taking breaks from filming Space Jam.
Yeah.
He would be in a gym playing the best of the best and stuff like that. Well, it was an empty gym, and that's what this looks like to me.
You know what else I just noticed they're doing? And I think MLS did this where they have a giant screen where the fans would be. And it's basically a Zoom meeting of fans sitting in the chair watching the game.
Oh, that's so corny. God.
It's very, very corny. And I'm just waiting for someone to put up like child porn. Oh, or someone's going to start beating off.
Oh, boy.
You know what's going to happen? Someone's going to start boning in it.
Did anybody see John Lewis's funeral today?
Saw a little bit of it. I mean, it was on the screen.
I hate to be this way, but I was a little John Lewis'd out just because there's so much John Lewis, John Lewis, John Lewis. And it just happens. It's like I was the Jeopardy guy. I was not Say Jack.
Trebek. Alex Trebek.
I was Trebek'd out for a while. But I put on the new news, and there's the John Lewis thing going on. Of course, Clinton's speaking. So it's like, oh, I got to watch Clinton speak.
Boy. Yeah.
And Clinton, first of all, he's really tan. He looks pretty good. But
he probably just got laid.
Clinton said that he's often been asked if he had one wish, what would it be? And he said, you know, if I was called home and God gave me one wish, you know, I'm not a genie, but I'll give you one wish. I would say that I would want to infect every American with whatever it was that John Lewis got as a 4-year-old and carried him through his life.
As a 4-year-old, and I'm thinking, what am I missing with the story? Wait,
infect John. He wants whatever John Lewis had that he had it as a 4-year-old and carrying through, which is, I guess, his desire for equality without being angry or something. I mean, he went on. It was to end up being a really complicated wish. but
that's kind of a weird metaphor in a pandemic, but
yeah. It was, yeah, in fact, I don't think that was the right word, but then he says, I just loved him, and I still love him. And he wrapped up with, let's see, he's gone up yonder and left us with marching orders. Salute, suit up, and march on. On as in A-W-N, march on.
He's always been a good politician.
He exited the stage to a standing ovation, which was like the fourth standing ovation in 10 minutes because somebody else got a standing O. And then Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, she spoke?
Yeah, she got up next. She's probably known him. And she, first of all, she's bawling in no time. And then she wanted to give an ovation to John Lewis's staff, because it's impossible to keep up with John Lewis because he moves so quickly. He doesn't look like he moves that quickly to me, but anyway. So they gave a standing ovation to the staff for keeping up with John Lewis.
Oh.
And then Nancy Pelosi, she started crying. She was crying because she was talking about the flag that they put at half staff that was waving goodbye to John Lewis. I guess the flag was actually waving goodbye to him, not just waving in the wind. And then she said that last night when John's body was at the Capitol, I guess he was still lying in state. She said there was no rain, but there was a double rainbow, and it was John Lewis telling us that I'm home in heaven.
Double rainbow!
And that also got a standing ovation, the double rainbow.
Wow. Funerals are weird.
I know, it is weird.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my God. It's a double rainbow all the way.
Rest in peace, double rainbow guys.
Can she really know that the double rainbow was John Lewis saying something? That just seemed a little, I think that's a bit of a leap.
Maybe. Whatever, flag was waving for him, too.
It's a little silly.
But anyway.
She's real literal.
And while I was bumping around the newscast, I noticed, I was watching commercials, and there were multiple Biden commercials where it's about Trump and coronavirus, and it ends with the, let's stop down the testing!
Slow the testing down, please! Why does he say it that way?
Can you play that? Because the way he says it is kind of goofy. It's sort of funny.
Down, please.
I mean, that's not funny, but it is kind of funny.
Yeah, I'll look for it.
And I don't know, for some reason, I feel like the Biden team could do better commercials. If I was writing anti-Trump commercials, I think I could do better than they're doing.
They should just hire whoever does the Lincoln Project ads. You know, Lincoln, those are the Republicans that really don't like Trump, the Lincoln Project. Rick
that's
Wilson's.
What's her butt's husband.
George Conway.
Oh, is he part of that?
Right.
I know Rick Wilson.
I haven't seen the commercials.
Yeah, that's his Twitter account.
Yeah.
Their ads are pretty fucking good.
A lot
they
of
are, but I keep they're thinking rough. That they're holding something back for, you know, like a good card for later. But I really hope they have one.
The Biden ads, some of them just talk about Biden and how great he is and how he believes in this and he believes in that. And I'm like, that doesn't seem to me the reason why people are going to vote for Joe Biden. They're going to vote against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, maybe they're trying to drum up more excitement for Joe Biden.
Yeah, right.
They called me. They said the job you're doing. Here's the bad part.
I can't get it any louder.
When you when you do testing to that extent. You're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases.
It's actual speech.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
Slow the testing down, please.
They test and they test. We got tests that people don't know
well, the commercial had various cuts and tracks and ended with this. Let's slow the testing down, please. And then today at, let's see. Oh, actually, it was last night. Put on Channel 4, 11 p.m. news last night. They have a Biden. I have not seen many Trump ads, except for the one where Biden's fumbling through the whole thing.
They also have the one, though, where they show the whole interview where he claims he had 3 degrees.
That's the one that aired last night at 11:13.
That one's been airing.
And that is because that I saw that about 2 months ago, and I was like, oh, my God, how come I've never seen this? And it was Channel 4, not Channel 7. And it's pretty good stuff, but honestly, I had not seen it. I had not really seen a Trump ad that had gone there. Was that last night? Yeah, Channel 4. But yeah, he says, he tells this guy that he compares IQ with him anytime and that he got 3 degrees and blah, blah, blah. And then they have Sam Donaldson and other guys sort of correcting it in the news the next day. And it's, I know, with the intro is, there's a reason why Joe Biden's never been president before.
That's the reason? That's that whole video?
Well, I think they're saying because he's a liar!
And where did you place in that class?
One of them is still breathtaking years later.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees, and I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Really, Joe?
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Now Biden says
his memory had failed him.
Joe Biden, unsuited then, unsuited now. Restoration Pack is responsible for the content of his advertising.
I can't imagine my memory failing me and thinking I had 2 more degrees than I have.
No.
But who's Joe Duvall? That was the newscaster in the first?
Yeah, I've never seen
who
that
Who is before. That guy?
I don't know.
You remember Joe Duvall on ABC, Trudy?
No, I've never heard of that dude before.
It's Robert's brother.
And I... Yeah, I don't think it's Robert's brother. Anyway, yeah, that whole thing about, I'll compare IQs with you. We've heard Trump talk about his IQ, but people don't normally. Anybody talks about their IQ, I worry about them. Like
when did he say all that? Though he was pretty young then, right?
He's in his 40s.
That's he's shit talking, thinking that nobody's ever going to be able to Google it because it's not been invented.
That's so true. That is so true. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's like that for so many people. People who haven't had no idea that doing one thing was going to be unacceptable 40 years later, and all of a sudden they're blindsided by it. You know, sometimes they are really bad things, but I oftentimes think that people believe they have a second chance because that was in the past. Let the past be past. Well, we don't let the past be past anymore. We have to bring up the past and we have to put it on blast.
There's a story today about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian that apparently there's not a real marriage there. They live separate lives. His home base is Wyoming. Hers is Los Angeles with the kids. And it sounds like Kanye is a pretty absent father, not really around that much.
I'm shocked.
And she tries to...
Well, he wanted to abort the kids, so...
Yeah, probably because he didn't have time for them, maybe. But, and that... The reason she flew to Wyoming was because he wouldn't take her phone call. She was calling him. He wouldn't even answer the phone.
I thought it was because Bieber told him to.
I don't know. And there are a couple of things. Chappelle and Letterman, there was a little clip of them hanging out and shooting in Ohio.
At Dave's house.
For Dave's Netflix show. Which my guest needs no introduction.
For
he
Letterman's
did last year.
Yeah.
Letterman show. Yeah, I guess they're going to bring that back this year. So if there's anybody I'd like to see Letterman talk to, Dave Chappelle would certainly be high on the list. And then also in the entertainment news, this terribly sad story. Nicki Minaj is 6 months pregnant. And, of course, she wants her husband to be there for the birth of the child. She's got a new last name, too. What's her name, Nicki Minaj?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she took his name.
Atois?
her husband's last name is Petty.
Oh, that's awesome. No, Atois. Much better.
Ménage à toi?
It should be. But anyway, this Petty guy who, you know, of course you'd want him to be there. He's the father of, he's going to give the child its murdering and raping genes. So you want him to be there for the birth. But he was arrested for failure to register as a sex offender in California, which I think goes back to the rape, which he went to prison for 6 years. You know, if you go to prison for 6 years for rape, wouldn't you think that when you murder somebody after that, you go to prison for a long time?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think you would, but he didn't. Yeah. He went for, I think, 6 or 7 years again, got out, and then Nicki Minaj is like, you just got out of prison for murder? Oh, my God, I got to have you. And they got together, and she is wildly in love with his murderer/rapist. And so he is trying to get a judge to alter his curfew before he goes to court for this failure to register as a sex offender. By the way, that's a serious crime.
I wonder how often
that gets enforced, but he's a sex offender. So I guess they're expecting the judge to give him a pass to attend the birth.
Oh, boy.
That's nice.
And the only thing I read about it was that very rarely do people who are convicted of sex crimes ask for this. But they're not only asking for it, they're expecting the judge to cut him some slack.
I'm going to guess.
There's always the murder thing, too. I mean, don't forget the murder thing. I mean, is that part of it?
I'm going to guess he has a really good lawyer because of her money.
That's certainly a possibility. I don't think he's got a public defender. I really don't.
No.
And then Tim Allen today was R.I.P. People were declaring him dead. And he said he woke up and found out he was dead. And I'm not exactly sure why that happened, but it was funny because Tim Allen, I maybe learned this a year ago or 2 years ago that he's conservative. He's not a liberal. I don't think he's a big Trump, all the time kind of guy, but he's a conservative. So anyway, when this thing about him being dead came up, all of a sudden these horrible tweets come out. Don't forget, Tim Allen is a poster boy for white male privilege. He grew up in a well-off family, got busted for smuggling 650 grams of cocaine, and still was able to snitch his way out of it and have a career in Hollywood. People of color with the same charges are most likely still in prison.
Unless you're Rick Wershey.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about that, and I'm like, well, now wait a second. There's a lot of people with careers who went to prison. A lot of those rappers have dealt drugs. They want to go to prison, don't they? So they have the street cred. Look at Tekashi. Didn't those guys deal drugs? Jay-Z dealt drugs, didn't he?
Jay-Z did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about
Biggie?
Biggie. Biggie dealt drugs.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know.
Well, Mark Wahlberg's been in prison. Sean Penn, Christian Slater, Lil Kim. I can name a ton of them. OJ, Chris Brown.
OJ.
Lil Kim isn't so little anymore, is she?
Lil Kim?
Mike Tyson. Is she kind of big now?
Tommy Lee.
Big, you mean age or size?
No, size.
I haven't seen her lately.
She's kind of big.
Really?
Martha Stewart went to prison.
She's Big Kim?
Oh, yeah. She's an OG.
So, anyway, there were these horrible tweets. I'm like, holy fuck. First of all, he's not dead, but the thinking that he is dead, that you have to then put out, you know, one guy said, Tim Allen is trending, so here's a reminder that he's a fucking snitch, a rat, and a goddamn traitor. Just a reminder, Tim Allen was caught with 650 grams in a Kalamazoo airport.
Well, now who's a snitch?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
What is that? The guy's trending, so it's just you have to bring out the worst possible horrible things you can think of about that person and judge them. I mean,
unless they just
die. None of these people ever do anything wrong. And it also was like 40 years ago, I think, when this all happened. I know.
There's a big contrast. You know, for example, Kobe dies and it's like, how do you say the bad stuff about Kobe? Yet when some people die, it's like, fuck that person. They did this.
Well, the one chick did. She sent out all the stuff about his rape 10 minutes after he died with his daughter and, what, 9 other people or something. And then when the Washington Post tries to suggest that it wasn't in the best of taste, the whole staff rallies to her side. And the Washington Post says, oh, no, she was right. We're sorry. We apologize. And I don't think she was disciplined in the end. But
hey, can I play a quick clip? We were sent a quick little 45-second montage of what's going on in the local news because now we're seeing more and more people battle over masks. In fact,
John Oliver
mask
thing?
Debate.
Yes, it's a great audio.
Say that, 10 times fast, it sounds a little something like this.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mass debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mass debate.
The partisan mass debate is heating up.
Mass debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mass debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mass debate.
The mass debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mass debate.
The mass debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mass debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mass debate is far from over.
How many mass debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mass debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
We'll dive deeper into this pet store mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mass debate.
Who's the guy who's the, is he a House rep who got COVID, who was against masks, and then he started wearing masks, and he
and
got
caught COVID on
he
his
got
mask.
COVID,
yeah.
And he's living in his office, and he's been working out in the congressional gym with coronavirus.
Was that Louis Gohmert?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gohmert. Can we hit the outro?
Sure.
Anyway, as I was watching this story, I was kind of like, wait a second. Why is the congressional gym open? Nobody else can fucking work out anywhere, but the congressional gym is open?
They make the rules, man. They do what they want.
But not only is it open, there's people with COVID working out in it.
Yeah.
There was Rand Paul had COVID, and he worked out in the gym, and now Gohmert works out in the gym with COVID. I mean, all these
good
gyms desperately want to open.
Well, I'm seeing a story that says that was a fake report and that he did not go to the gym after the coronavirus.
He did not.
Fake news.
It just says some Democrat had to clarify.
Is the gym open?
Is the gym open?
Is the gym actually open?
Operative question.
Maybe the gym isn't open either.
No?
I don't know. They said it was open.
Basically, this was all another rep, Jackie Spires here. She's the one that kind of tattled on him. And then
she's walking back
a lot of her comments.
Really?
What a bunch of children.
I know. Honest to God, how absolutely pathetic is that? I still want to know if the gym's open, though.
and the barbershop.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, at the John Lewis funeral today, people were not socially distancing. People were sitting together. There were some people sitting separate, but some people were sitting very close together.
Was Bill wearing a mask?
I think most people had masks on. I mean, I saw a few people that did not, but I think most people had a mask on. Some people are...
That dude's dying ASAP.
Some people are special. And some people's issues are so important that they can't be asked to do the things everyone else is asked to do, but that's the way it goes. That's in the United States of America. Anyway, Gogo's documentary Friday night. I think it'll be pretty good. I'm kind of pumped. And everybody have a great weekend. We'll see ya.
You.
Thank you for calling Social Security Administration. Can I help you?
Hello. Just
hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can I have your name so I can check in my system?
My name is Michael.
Michael. And what the last name?
Am I in trouble?
Michael, can I have the last name?
Last name is Jackson. J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay. So, Mr. Jack, can I have your social security number to pull out your file?
Do you need the entire number or just the last four digits?
I need entire number.
Okay. If you can give me a minute, I just have to find it. I don't have it memorized.
You can.
Okay. One moment, please.
Style.
Okay. It's 457. 55 54 62.
Repeat again your social one more time. It's 457.
That's correct. 457 55 54 62. Can I ask what this is about? Am I in some kind of trouble?